got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. It's Wednesday. Every Wednesday, the last hour of the show is Manhood Hour. And you can tell I'm running in a little late right now. You can get involved by calling 888-77-JESSE, Jesse. Brand new biblical question. Are you a self-worshipper? Are you a self-worshipper? Are you? Is you? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com /show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're busy, out and about, doing whatever you're doing, anywhere in the world, we are heard around the world by everybody and they mama. If you're black, they mama. If you're white, their mama. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone, iPad. You can also, podcast the shows, of course. But you can be listening on your iPhone, or iPad by calling the listen line at 641-793. No, that's not the listen line. That's the old number. 605-615-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/Jesse. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or rebuildingtheman.com. Rebuildingtheman.com. All right. And again, Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour today. So some of you are wondering, why is that strawberry pop there like that? Well, some of the guys brought it for my, today is my birthday, and I had forgotten. And so some of the guys brought me a strawberry pop and cookies to make me fat. Unless they're diet cookies. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Amazing. Today is my birthday. I am older than
Israel.
Oxtails and grits.
Amazing.
I am older than Israel. Isn't that amazing? I am older than the country. I never thought that would happen to me. But thank you, guys. Happy birthday. And also they gave me this. Is this me? It looks like Martin Luther King.
Well, it's supposed to be a chia head.
Who?
A chia head where if you water the top of it, it's going to start growing an Amerifro.
Oh. Oh, one of those.
So it can start growing while you're growing your hair out.
Amazing. Doesn't it look like Martin Luther King?
I mean, you know, I didn't get Michelangelo, but
nice, thank you.
This guy was on the side of Hollywood Boulevard.
Oh. So is the hair going to grow?
Yeah, we're working on it with Nick and Sean, but it will start growing.
Oh, okay. What the? And he white. The black people say I think I'm white.
What the?
Thank you. Amazing.
Amazing.
I'm going to have a hootin' at a time today with this strawberry pop. And cookies and the hair. Thank you. Appreciate it. Wow. Well, happy birthday. And also, I got to thank a lot of you who sent me stuff for my birthday. Sandy from Arizona, she sent me this box with cheese, different cheese and meats and crackers. Polly wanted a cracker.
Sandra
did. Thank you, Sandra, out of Arizona. And then Sion sent me an amazing birthday cake. It was so good. It was so good. It made you want to slap your mama. It was so good. I shared half with the office, and then I took the rest home. So I have the whole other half by myself. That's how good it was. Thank you, Sion. I do appreciate it. And then I got this bobhead. But I didn't realize we had it. I think this is the one. Yeah. Is this the right one? So we got a couple of these. Oh, yeah, that's the right one. From Jeff. Thank you, Jeff. With the great white hope. Oh. He's supposed to be boxing. Oh. Don't touch the hair.
I'm going to build a wall.
Make America great again. Amazing. Thank you. Very nice. Appreciate it. And then, some more stuff, but I got to bring the papers down so I can remember who they are. Thank you all so much. I do appreciate it. Today is my birthday. It's funny, I wasn't thinking about it. I'm older than Israel. Amazing! So, Jesus was older than Israel, too?
Yes. Depends on which Israel.
What?
It depends on which Israel.
How many are there?
There have been two that I know of.
And now this one they have now is three?
No. This one right now is two. Number two.
Oh. So they've had two Israels?
I think so, yeah.
Well, and so what's the first one?
The first one got all taken over and disbanded and stuff like that.
Oh.
And they got scattered.
By whom?
All kinds of people. Maybe the Romans?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I went to Old Rome.
In Italy?
No, not that one.
Oh.
The one over there by Israel.
Huh. Nice.
Is it by Israel? There's another by Israel? Somewhere.
I don't know.
But anyway, thank you all. I do appreciate it. Thank you. So what I want to do first is, yesterday we did not get a chance to finish up all the super chats that we were behind on. So I said today it would be the first thing that we do, and it is super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on Rumble, Pasha Chatelet said, "The birds of the air and the beasts of the field do not toil, and God takes care of them. How much more us, whom God loves?" Big smile emoji.
Who said that?
Pasha Chatelet. He's a monthly supporter on Rumble.
Oh, okay. Oh, I remember that. Thank you, Hassan.
Nice.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Henry Ford lives with a diamond the other day. Please say Jeffrey Dahmer again. Never change.
Amazing. Thank you. Every human being is two hoops and a holler from becoming Jeffrey Dahmer. Amazing. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Angela bought three coffees. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Jesse, did you grow up drinking iced tea? And what did you think of, what do you think of okra?
Oprah?
Okra.
She's like really fat.
No, not Oprah.
Oh.
Okra.
Oh, I love okra. With, especially when my grandmother used to make these collard green things, and she would make okra to go with the collard green. Oh, my God. And then sometimes she would just make fried okra for dinner, along with other things, but fried. Oh, Jesus.
You can't say Jesus.
I can't.
You can, but it's.
Jesus made the okra, didn't he?
I guess.
Well, God did. did you have okra? You ever had it?
I have had okra. I traveled somewhere, and I went to some farmer's market that was, like, dead, and meaning nobody there. And I bought a fresh piece of okra because I knew that I wanted some vegetables.
Right.
I was maybe in Chicago or somewhere. And so I ate the okra. That was my first time ever eating okra. I'd never even heard of it.
So you ate it raw?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was fine.
Eat white.
I mean, that's how I eat most of my vegetables.
Oh, I see. I never had it raw. So you went to a mall with no one there but you?
A farmer's market thing, one of the open air ones.
I mean, you went to,
yeah,
and no one was there but you.
Just like, yeah, I don't remember anybody else being there other than the person from whom I bought the okra, I guess.
What, was in the hood and other white people were afraid to go there?
Maybe I was early. It was before like a plane flight or something.
Amazing.
You know me, I like to get my vegetables in.
Yeah, you do.
Thank
you.
Reese Niederbear with a diamond. Why did Netanyahu say nobody helped the Jews in World War II?
Because he was right. Thank you. I don't know.
Thank you, Reese Niederbear.
I don't know why he said that. I didn't even know he said it. And I didn't even know they had a World War II.
Me either. I've heard about it.
Right. Thank you, though.
Yeah, Riley JM, three coffees. I forgave my parents, especially my mother. One change I saw was my far peripheral vision came back. It's like my eyes went from small screen to widescreen. I can physically see more. It's interesting.
Amazing. Thank you.
You got tunnel vision, chronic tunnel vision until you forgave. Nice.
Amazing.
Greenwall with a coffee. If it's not too personal, can you tell us about any mentors, books, etc., that helped you realize the importance of forgiveness and being still back when you were in your 30s?
No, I don't have any. Thank you.
Nice.
Read the Bible.
It's me, Xenia, says, have a blessed day, everyone. And thanks emoji, praying hands emoji, cross emoji, and American flag emoji.
Amazing. Thank you.
Falcon Ing says, Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
For he's more wonderful than I can conceive. He more wonderful than the heart will believe. I stand amazed when I think about his glory. You hear that song?
Nope. Maybe I have.
You heard that one, huh, sir?
Did Sam Cooke's?
No.
For he's more wonderful than the mind can conceive. He's more wonderful than my heart will believe. I stand amazed when I think about his glory. It's more to the song, but thank you.
Henry Ford lives.
Amazing!
With another diamond. Diddy, Epstein, different race, same culture.
What?
I censored him a little bit. He said, different race, same Jewish culture.
Oh, I don't know what that means. Epstein was Jewish?
Yeah, Epstein was Jewish.
And then Diddy is black.
Right.
What does that mean? How is that the same culture?
I don't know. They were all into that sex and being liberal and stuff, I guess.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet says, I say that I'll forgive but not forget is an excuse not to forgive. Sticking tongue out emoji.
Thank you.
Prep Ham Paul is a monthly supporter on Rumble. Mike could lose only because, this is Mike Tyson he's talking about, only because he said he won because of a monster inside, and he's been actively suppressing that monster and is scared for it to come out again, says Prep Ham Paul.
So Mike Tyson said he can win because he has this monster on the inside?
He said that he used to win because of the monster inside of him.
Oh, does he still have it?
He's been suppressing it. He doesn't say whether he has it or not.
Oh, okay.
He's scared of it to come out again.
So you think it might come out this time, this fight?
I don't even think the monster inside Mike can beat the youthful energy and power of Jake Paul.
Really?
Yeah.
Sean, little friend, won. Yes, he had. Remember that guy he reported on?
Yeah, but Sean's little friend is not 57.
Oh.
He's very feel.
He's young?
Yeah.
Oh. And the guy Mike Tyson is fighting is 57?
No, Mike Tyson's 57. The guy Mike Tyson's fighting is in his 20s, I think.
Oh, I see. Amazing. Thank you.
Prebham Paul says, I'm with Sean 100%. I don't know how anyone can live in S-hole California. That's nice weather. There's nice weather all over the country, he says.
Like where?
Yeah. Give me a break.
Where? Tell me somewhere else. Tell me another location where the weather is better than California's weather. I really do appreciate it. I do want to know. And Sean said, hell. What does that mean? Hell weather's better?
I think he's saying California is hell.
Oh, California.
Or maybe there's nice weather in hell.
He's just kidding, he said.
Nice.
Amazing. Thank you.
Also on... this is on Twitter. Greetings from South Africa to you, Jesse, says Wandile Maduna.
Thank you. Nice. Oh, amazing. Appreciate it.
People were streaming on X.
Heard around the world by everybody and their mama, even in South Africa. Mommy Africa. Thank you.
Levi's dad, who came to church, says, amazing to see Jesse again at church yesterday. Jesse has hair. Forgiveness must be the fountain of youth.
Levi, it was so good to see Levi's dad again and his sister. It was like a family members that had moved to another state and they came back to visit. It was good to see you guys. And I have hair. I'm stunned that I have hair, to be honest.
What the?
Because I was, for some reason, I had convinced myself that I could not grow hair, so I start wearing it really short, and then I got to a point where I was shaving my head bald, and then my barber said, you have hair, why you can't cut your hair, you have hair. I was like, really? He's like, yeah, so it took me a while before I gave it a try. That's amazing, but thank you, and it was definitely good to see you guys, Levi's dad. Amazing.
And 2 days ago, Henry Ford Lives gave a diamond. Happy birthday, 555. Great guy, horrible grammar.
Who?
555555565.
What's that?
He's one of the DLive
supporters. I mean, what's that? Oh, that's the name of the person?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, happy. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Happy birthday, 555.
Thank you. It's 555 or me?
555's birthday 2 days ago.
Oh. So 555 celebrating their own birthday?
No, Henry Ford Lives gave that to for us to, and he said, happy birthday, 555.
Thank you.
Nice.
I appreciate that. A friend just texted me, said that Hawaii weather is better than California.
I don't buy it.
And I thought about Hawaii before I mentioned that, because I've gone a couple, three or four times at least. And the weather there is beautiful, but it's still not as nice as California. California has that you're going to love me weather. And you're staying and you ain't going. Hawaii has nice weather, but it's kind of hot. It's kind of humid, I think. You ever gone to Hawaii?
I've never been.
Oh, really?
Right.
You've been everywhere else but Hawaii?
Hawaii and Alaska, I've never been.
Wow.
But I've been pretty much to every other state that I know of, I think.
Joel said, a barn trip to Hawaii, all expense paid by Joel.
Wow, really? Oh, it doesn't say that.
Oh, Sean is an island boy. You like Hawaii, Sean? Oh, amazing. No, he doesn't like Hawaii either.
No, that's Joel saying, no, he's not going to pay for us to go.
But Sean just said in my ear, he doesn't like Hawaii. He was just kidding. Anyway, thank you. And to my friend that says Hawaii, I know what you mean, but it's still not California weather. Amazing. Thank you.
On shout out to the top contributors 2 days ago, Henry Ford Lives, Reese Niederbear, Aries 1, Kid Combo 1.0. Thanks for the support, guys, over on DLive crew. And Man Drama bought five coffees. Normally, James Hake is on fire, but on yesterday's calls, meaning the 20th, Jesse, you were on fire, fire emoji. At church on Sunday, Sean the Irish Caesar was also on fire. I wish him well and safe travels on his midnight train to Arkansas. My question, Jesse, watching the show makes me feel black on the inside. Please note I am white. Can I tell people this, or should I tell no one?
I wouldn't tell anyone. If you didn't hear Sean's talk on Sunday morning at our fellowship, his goodbye talk, or his what he learned talk and goodbye, podcast, L.A., proved too much for the man. He couldn't take it, so he took the train to the midnight train to Georgia. Well, not really Georgia, but Philadelphia, same as Georgia. I wonder. Oh, he live in a suburb. Ain't no black folks out there.
Who's that?
Sean.
I don't know. He's not far from the city.
But far enough to keep them away.
Yeah, you might be right.
Amazing.
Thank you, Man Drama, two N's. Age of Inversion donated a Rumble rant. This is yesterday. Just want to say take care and best of luck to Sean. Hopefully Jesse gets another flat earther to replace him. We need a solid balance with the globetard winky face emoji.
I think we may have one. At least they're not sure.
Mm-hmm. Malleable.
Sean said there were 12 blacks in his high school.
That's quite a few.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's more than I had.
There were no whites in my school.
Wow.
No, I'm playing. Except the last year in 1968 when I was graduating, they integrated my school, the black school, so my school became integrated, and we had some whites. We had our first white teachers, and our first little white kids running around. and we didn't fight with them. We got along. And I remember we had a music teacher. She was white, and I loved that music teacher. We all just loved the class, the music class. She was so good.
Nice.
And we did not fight with the white kids. Isn't that amazing? Amazing. But thank you.
C on C bought three coffees. Love, Jesse. Star eyes. Heart with stars. You guys have it with coffee at the office. Cake. Musical notes. I came from Alabama with a banjo. Banjo emoji on my knees.
That's right.
Wee-haw. Cowboy. Farmer gal. Black. You know the song? Cowboy boot gals. Emoji.
Absolutely. Thank you. Amazing.
Stan 69 with a diamond yesterday on Country and Western Tuesday with Cowboy Jesse there. Carrying his lasso. JLP gone hang some runaway slaves for the master. Laughing face with tears coming out. Emoji.
What the?
Repeat that.
I don't know if I should repeat it. But he's joking around that you're going to hang some runaways.
Oh.
For the master. Because you were carrying a rope on your
yesterday
your horse.
I got it. Yeah. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Stan. Canadian David says, he's referencing Biden's speech about there was a racial reckoning when he spoke at Morehouse College, that clip you played yesterday.
Right.
A reckoning on whites.
What a mess.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me that white people have so much power over all other races. And those other races, according to these people, they just can't do it. They don't know how. The white people got it made. But yet the white people don't know that they have this power because they're afraid of the other races. What? Something wrong. Thank you.
Aries one with a diamond. God can't provide you with what the ego wants. Fruit emoji.
What?
God can't provide you with what the ego wants. Peach emoji.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aries one with a diamond.
Absolutely. Thank you. I was reading something too where Joel said that I guess his school like my school. He was number 12 in the class. I believe that.
His school was also like Sean's. There were like 12 blacks, and he was number 12.
Oh, that's what he mean.
Yep.
And Joel was number 12?
Uh-huh.
I believe that. That's not hard to believe. And I don't even think and he said no girls liked him in his school.
Because he was black.
And slow.
He didn't say slow.
I'm too slow. But anyway, thank you.
Evgeny Crosby with a diamond on DLive. BB Net and Yahoo has hot sauce in his purse.
Right on.
Based.
That's right. Thank you.
Evgeny Crosby.
The dream team.
Another diamond from Evgeny. Says, Biden stepping and fetching for votes at Morehouse College.
It's amazing to see that, too. Exploiting black people like that. But I can't blame Biden. You have to blame the people because if the blacks didn't allow Biden to do that, they wouldn't be leave the plantation. All you got to do is leave the plantation of the Democratic Party. Just leave. Nice.
C with a coffee. Jesse Love, how come Sandman has scared, guilty looking, interesting face? Four laughing faces with tears coming out.
Who is Sandman?
Mr. Sandman is Sandy.
Why does he have what?
A scared, guilty looking, interesting face.
Think about his parents. His grandma and his daddy. Amazing. And thank you again, CR, for the cake. It was delicious. The birthday cake.
Donnie Grohl's idea, Rumble Rant. On listen line, but I can still comment. Rhino is too good a word for them. I call them alien non-party. They do not deserve an R next to their name. Yeah. Lincoln deserves better, and so do we.
Yeah. Amazing. When I come back, your phone calls, and we'll finish the Super Chat, but I'm going right to your phone call. Back in a moment.
Highly recommend you get them. Seven Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job. on your welfare. It can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. There is a line open. And my friend was saying about Hawaii, he was saying that it's an island, so you can't get off or something. But he still liked California weather better. And happy birthday. Thank you. I appreciate it very much. The birthday wish. One quick announcement, then we're going right to your calls. This week, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv, brand new episode, an amazing amazing conversation with Candace Horvats, and she is a former porn star turned wife and mother who now hosts the Chatting with Candace podcast. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
You weren't in the adult film industry at one point.
If you have a solid relationship with your father, the chances of that girl ending up in porn are probably pretty low. Eva was the one that had all the followers and the likes and was recognized, and that's also intoxicating.
Have you noticed that all men and women too, but especially men, hate their mothers?
I hope that's not true. I have two boys.
That's cool. Real men make boys first.
Boys are the best.
That's right. The Fallen State, amazing discussion this Friday at 12 noon Pacific time. Check it out. She's a pretty woman. Isn't she pretty? Man. I'm sorry. But pretty. But it was amazing discussion. Support the Fallen State at the by going to thefallenstate.tv/donate or locals.com. Locals.com. Let me go to a first-time caller out of Kentucky, Zachary, out of Kentucky. Zachary, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Zachary.
I just wanted to tell you happy birthday, like personally, straight from me, you know.
Thank you.
Birthday, since today was your birthday. I've been watching you for a little while, and, you know, once I got into politics and all, a lot of people started popping up on my recommended, like Doc Rich, LFR Family, Hodge.
Well, don't, because I don't know who they are. Don't mention their names here.
Okay. I'm sorry. But, yeah, I've been watching you for a little while, and I figured I'd call in and say you happy birthday, man.
Thank you, Zachary. I appreciate that. I am older than dirt. God made me, and then he made dirt that I may walk on. Isn't that amazing? I mean,
that's amazing. I doubt that. I mean, I doubt that you're older than dirt. You look pretty good for your age. I mean, you look like what? 38, 40, 42?
Who, me?
You look like you could be about in your upper 40s or early 40s.
Black don't crack. Amazing.
Hey, I've heard that a couple times in my life. I'm only 25, but I've heard that.
Amazing.
Thank you, Zachary. I appreciate that, man. Thanks for the birthday wish.
You're welcome.
All right. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Danny out of Bulgaria. Hey, Danny, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good day, Mr. Peterson. Happy birthday. How are you doing, sir?
All this well. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Right on. Mr. Peterson, I'm calling because, you know how you often tell that how does the people love their own health?
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's about that. You know, my parents, they've been together, always have been together, but they were always arguing. You know?
Yeah.
And they loved arguing with one another.
Two devils arguing together.
Yeah, and I was kind of in the middle of that. It wasn't even my fault. But, you know, it is what it is.
And when you say you were in the middle of it, what do you mean? How were you in the middle of it?
Because I was living with them. And when I was a child, I was living with them, you know?
And you would get in the middle of the fight, the arguments?
No, I mean, I was just hearing it.
Oh, okay.
You know?
All right, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And my father died a few months ago. And you're right about that. Because my mother right now, it's like somebody took the hell away. And now she doesn't know what to do with it or how to do it. And I can, like, literally see her dying. Right? Like, because she doesn't have anything else right now. And
yeah.
It's not like she doesn't have family or anything. She does, but, you know, people really miss their own health.
Yeah.
You know, when they take this out. And you're right about that. And I found about your program in March 4 years ago. And the first thing I heard from you, people love their health. I just looked at my phone because I was on YouTube. So like, they love their health. I knew exactly then and there what you were talking about. I'm just calling to share that information with you, Mr. Peterson.
The one thing I know for sure and without a doubt, without one iota of a doubt, most people, not only in the United States of America, my country, but most people love their misery. They love their hell. And they would get real upset even if you suggest that they can overcome their hell. They don't want to hear that. And then if you try to overcome your hell, they will work overtime to pull you back, to try to pull you back into your hell because they love bringing pain upon others and they call it life. But they love their hell. A few people don't love their hell, and those are the people that will overcome it. You can overcome it.
And I've noticed that, too. They love it, and at the same time, they don't know that they love it. You know what I mean? Like, for example, there was this good friend of mine, and when I was telling him that I was miserable or something years ago, he was happy that I was miserable. Not that he hated me, but it was just like that, you know?
Yeah.
With that said, Mr. Peterson, I know how busy you are, how many people waiting on the line. Kind regards to your colleagues and your audience. God be with you. Again, happy birthday and stay safe, sir.
Thank you. Happy birthday to you. I appreciate it. I mean, right on. Thank you, buddy.
You black.
Thank you. Bye. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Ryan out of Utah. There is a line open, 888-77-JESSE. Ryan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Happy birthday, Jesse.
Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I didn't even... I was calling in today, but I didn't even know it was your birthday. But I know that I came down to your church when you turned 70. I was there at your 70th birthday.
Amazing.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
Yeah, time goes by fast.
It flies. It really does.
Yeah.
So I've been watching you for like 6 years. I've been watching church every Sunday, and definitely want to thank you. It's changed my life a lot. But it was interesting this last Sunday, the biblical question, I think, was what does hell look like inside of you?
What does evil look like Is that right, Sean? What does evil look like inside of you? What does evil look like inside of you?
Yes. And then throughout the church, you were asking people, why don't you just drop it?
Yeah.
And, you know, I was really thinking about that. And for me, I think that I can't just drop it because if I'm totally honest, I don't believe that all thoughts are lies. And I don't believe that it's really not me.
Interesting Hello? Point. Absolutely. And why don't you believe that all thoughts are lies? It's up a practical thought. What, you're going to have for dinner and you want a new suit for whatever. But why don't you believe all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything?
I don't exactly know. I know that when you say it, it's like something inside of me tells me that it's true.
Right.
Or, you know, there's something that I'm drawn to it, what you're saying.
Yes.
And I can see at times it's clear that, oh, yeah, that wasn't me. You know, I can somewhat recognize there's something in me that's driving me that I don't have any control over.
Right.
But I don't fully believe that it's not me, and I don't understand why. I mean,
oh, you don't understand why you don't believe it?
Yeah, maybe that's part of the question too. I mean, I know you're saying it, but I want to know it for myself, right? I do the silent prayer in the morning, I do it at night. I forgave my mom.
Give me a thought. Give me a thought, other than a practical thought, give me a thought that you believe is true concerning you, your life, and about you. Give me a thought that you believe that is true about you.
Okay, well, I can't think of that right at this minute, but let me ask another question. Does sometimes, this is where I think it might trick me up, is it seems like sometimes a thought can come true, right? But it's not really true because let's say I heard somebody talking yesterday on your show about how when they go into work or something and everybody's looking at him a certain way or he's thinking about what they're thinking about him.
Yeah.
I think yesterday somebody called in and said that. So that could be, you could be thinking about what somebody's thinking about you, and they could be thinking that, but that wouldn't be true in them either, right? That would be the trick in their thoughts.
I don't understand the question.
Yeah.
Give me a thought that you've ever had concerning you, and it was a true thought.
Well, I think that I'm beta sometimes, and that's for sure true.
That's not true either. Why do you call that true?
Because sometimes I can see the weakness in me. That, like, some, you know, I didn't know it was there, and sometimes I'll do something, and then I can recognize.
But how can you be a beta when there is no you?
Yeah, see, that's another thing. You say that, and I can hear that there's something there, but I'm so used to me thinking that it's me. When you say that there's no you.
Is there
a
you?
I'll tell you this. I don't know. But I do sometimes when I get in those situations where there's pain or there's something that's attacking me, I can feel it. I'll tell myself that it's not me, and it does help.
Good, because it's not you. But so how can you believe that you're beta or alpha male if there is no you?
Well, I don't believe, like, if you were to ask me if I'm beta or alpha, I would say neither, but...
But you just said that you sometimes feel beta. Or something like
no,
that.
No, I said like a thought. You
all right.
An example of a thought
but,
that's true.
But a thought that you are a beta is just a thought. That's all it is. It has nothing else but that. There's nothing. It's just a empty thought. And so that doesn't make you a beta just because a thought came and said that to you. So yeah. Who are you?
I don't know.
And why do you resist that little light, that little truth that come, and it tells you when you hear me say that all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything, there's a little something in you that says that that's true. Why do you resist that?
Well, I'm not fully resisting it because I still do the silent prayer,
right, and
I still watch your church. And my life has changed tremendously.
Yeah.
So I'm not changing. I can't change that. I won't give up the silent prayer for nothing. But I'm just looking. I guess I'm wanting more understanding, and I just don't quite have it yet.
And so your question for me is what?
I guess I would want to know what is there anything that I'm missing, why I can't fully understand that yet?
Yes.
Why?
Okay. You, so far, and if you stay with it, you're probably going to change. But so far, you have refused to stay present. You refuse to stay present, and you love being unconscious. You love that part of your hell. You still love it, because if you didn't love it, you would stay present. And if you stay present, rather than lost in your head about the past or the future, which doesn't exist, if you refuse to stay lost in your head, you would be free of anger and everything right now. There would be no fear. There would be no doubt. There would be no anger. There would be no worry. There would be nothing. You would be absolutely free because you would be present with the truth. But you have not allow yourself to be present at all time. You still go unconscious.
Yeah, I do. I go unconscious a lot. I practice a lot of that where you say keep your mind where your body is.
Yes.
Come back to the present. And when I'm doing the silent prayer, I'll fall off into a thought, and then I'll come back to me sitting here in a chair.
God said to come into my present. I'm right here, right now, all the time. Eternal life is always right here. It's not over there. It's not over yonder. It's not up there. It's not back there. It's always right here all the time. Life is always right here, right at hand, all the time. But you have refused. And you're working on it. I hear you say you're working on it. I understand that. But so stay with it. Stay with it. But the only thing that you're doing wrong so far is that you won't stay present. You won't remember to watch. You have not become the complete watcher. And that's where the problem is.
Okay. Yeah, I do. I do my best to watch, but I do fall out of it for sure. I used to consider myself a deep thinker. And so I was lost in my imagination for 35 years of my life.
I understand that. The hardest thing I've noticed over the years, the hardest thing for men and women to do, Christian men and women and non-Christian men and women, atheists and all kinds of people, the hardest thing for them to do is to stay present. They can do it if they wanted to, but they won't stay present. They're always lost in the past or the future. And they are worshiping evil, and they love evil. But you stay with it, man. Don't give up. When you fall out of it, other presence, just come back to it. Don't judge yourself. Don't let the devil tell you it's not working. You're in it out. It's just that, as you said, you've been living your imagination for so long. You believe the lie for so long, and it's just difficult for you to realize it's always been a lie, and all you have is right now. This present moment is where eternal life is. But I'm telling you, Ryan, when you get to that point, if you stay with it, you will, that all you have is right now. You don't have a past. You don't have a future. There is no you. Once that you realize there is no you, and then the real you will appear.
Yeah, I'm not going to give up on it. I'm going to stick with it. I guess I'm just wanting more understanding quicker than it's coming. So.
Yeah. But you can have it all right now if you just stay conscious.
Yeah, if you just drop it, right?
Yeah.
Just drop it right now.
Yeah, you can drop it right now and be totally free. And have perfect peace right here on earth.
Yeah. If that, I can hear some truth in it, but I think I'm still just having a hard time not believing that it's me.
Right. You know? Well, practice staying present when you're going through one room to another, to your car or whatever, and you drive your car, you can't just kind of realize you're driving, and you'll be fine. Stay with it.
I have one more quick, it's kind of a biblical question. Is that okay?
Okay, real fast.
So there's that part of the Bible where Christ, he does his 40-day fast.
Yes.
The devil comes to him and asks him if he should turn a rock into bread. I'm not saying this exactly how it is, but something like that.
Yeah.
And then he takes him up on top of a mountain. Did the devil know that that was Christ?
Did the devil know that that was Christ? That's a good point. I mean, a good question.
It seems like he didn't know, like he was wanting to know, like he was testing him or something.
Yeah, that's a good question. I do know that the, go ahead. That's a good question, man. No one ever asked me that before. Go ahead.
If the devil knew, Jesse, then why would he put him on the cross? Because that defeats him.
Right. That's a very good question, man. Let me smoke on it.
And then one more question. It's on that same topic. They always portray, like in all the movies and everything, if you watch that scene, they always show the devil coming and he's like in a dark robe, you know, and Christ is all hungry and kind of being a beta.
Well, that's just in a movie. It's not like that at all.
I understand that. I'm just giving it.
Making it really fast because I'm looking at it. Can you call me tomorrow, Bible Thumping Thursday?
No, I'll just get right to the point right now. I don't even need to go through anything. When the devil was talking to Christ and asking him he could have the world, that was just Christ's thoughts, right?
Absolutely. Just what the devil is doing to you now. All of us, and we don't recognize it. Absolutely, man. Well,
smoke on that other question, man. Maybe if you could discuss, let me know what you think. That would be on the show. That would be cool.
Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate it.
All right. All right. Bye.
Wow. I have tried to get to some more calls. Be patient. I'm going to get to all of you. 888-7753-773. Two more hours to go. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats. And I believe I have a guest right now, right? We got a lot to cover. Hate is coming in with the hate news, not the fake news, but I'll be back in a moment. Amazing! I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Going live.
Whole lot
mess going on in the world. The EVs are not ready. Extreme turbulence allegedly killed one person. At least he got a heart attack over it, maybe. And the Middle East drama, people are recognizing, Europeans, many of them, are recognizing the Palestinian state. And tornadoes ripping through America. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, May 22nd, AD 2024. There is, the lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to a guest coming up. And hopefully your calls. And, of course, Manhood Hour is coming up in hour three. But before all that, fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports Nissan, the car company, is postponing the production of some new electric vehicle models as EV, electric vehicle, sales in the United States grow slower, shrink, than many industry experts had expected. This comes as EV demand nationwide has been hampered by high sticker prices and the lack of charging infrastructure. Communist buzzword, infrastructure. And severe turbulence. You can't even take the planes. Leaves one dead. The far-left female run out, let the skim reports. A 73-year-old British man died of a suspected heart attack. Dozens, too, were injured yesterday after a Singapore Airlines flight traveling from London to Singapore experienced severe turbulence and a sudden drop. One passenger said those not wearing seatbelts were launched immediately into the ceiling. Wow. The cause of the event unclear. Satellite data shows a strong storm was starting to form as the plane flew across Myanmar. Singapore's Ministry of Transport investigating the incident. So at least 71 others were injured in addition to that other guy getting killed. It was 229 people on that flight, cruising about 37,000 feet. Pardon me, I needed a little bit of water. Excuse me. And so it was rapidly plunging, excuse me, before climbing several hundred feet and then repeatedly dipping and ascending for about like 90 seconds. Man, that's wild. Left the cabin in disarray, papers, cups, pitchers scattered on the floor, ceiling panels hanging loose. What a mess. Meteorologists say the plane likely encountered rapidly developing thunderstorms. And the ladies at the skim, that was according to CNN, when the extreme turbulence was reported. But the ladies at the skim say turbulence is the most common cause of injuries in airline accidents. It rarely leads to death. More than a third of all accidents in larger commercial planes between 2009 and 2018 were because of turbulence, per National Transportation Safety Board. Experts warn, get this, that turbulence is becoming more common, and it's likely to get worse as a result of climate change. Wow. So be afraid, kids. Get your climate anxiety here on Hake News from the ladies at the skim and CNN. What a mess. I'm kidding. Don't be scared. Middle East. Peace in the Middle East. Not Norway, Spain, and Ireland announced plans formally to recognize a Palestinian state. A little late for that, huh? Calling the move an important step toward peace in the region, so they claim. In the midst of a war with tens of thousands killed and injured, we must keep alive the only alternative that offers a political solution for Israelis and Palestinians alike, two states living side by side in peace and security. So said Norway's Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre. I don't know how to pronounce your names, Norwegians. The landmark decision by three key European players, supposedly key, sparked swift condemnation from Israel, with a senior lawmaker ordering the immediate recall of Israeli ambassadors to Ireland and Norway. Meanwhile, in Iran, funeral ceremonies continue today for the late, great President Ibrahim Raisi. And I don't know how great he was, but we wish him well and his family and all those Iranians. If we love anybody, we love the Persians. He died in that helicopter crash. No foul play mentioned. We don't know. What a mess. There are tornadoes in America. I'll have to tell you about that at the end of hour two. But for now, back to JLP. I'm James Heek. ¶¶
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth. Instead of dividing them with lies, we're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. That's amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my brand new biblical question for this week is a doozy, brand new biblical question. Are you a self-worshipper? Are you a self-worshipper? Is my biblical question, and it's a doozy. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. A bond cash app. Bond Cash App. What?
JLP.
I mean, Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP, thank you. What the? He black. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. And if you're out and about and you're busy, but you want to hear the show, you can't watch it live because you're doing what you're doing, you can podcast all the show, but you can listen to the show by calling the talk. Talk line, listen line, at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. All right. So let me just say to the callers, I have a guest. And I have to get to my guest, and then I'm going to get to the callers and the super chats and all that. And so be patient. I will get to you. I will get to you. Did you hear that the Dalai Lama called somebody fat? What the? We get to that as well. We haven't done any sound bites today. What a mess. So I have with me a flat earther. A flat earther, right? His name, my guess is David Weiss. And David is also known as Flat Earth Dave. Flat Earth Dave. David is from the East Coast of the United States, where he was born and raised, and has some insight into the curious subject of our Earth. And he supposed to have proof that the earth is flat. Isn't that amazing? So this should be very interesting. David, welcome to the show.
Jesse, thanks for having me. Can you hear me okay? Can you see me?
I see you. I hear you. Can you see me?
Yeah, I just have a static image of you, but that's okay.
You
that's
have a static image? That's not okay.
Yeah. I just have a like your camera's off for me.
Oh, they're working on it. Be patient. They're working on it, David.
Well, you can see me, right? I'm waving.
He white. He's waving. He white. Thank you for coming on, David.
Jesse, thank you for having me. It's amazing to be here. I appreciate it. And I just want to say, I've listened to interviews of yours here and there over many years. And every time I come across an interview, I'm like, wow, that's really amazing, in your words. And And I always liked it. And so recently, the last couple of weeks, I've been since we've been booked, I've been listening to more and more just to get a feel and prepare for the show. And you are singing my song. Everything that you say, from your silent prayer to everything, it's what I do. And I just love it. But I got a quick question for you before we start, since this is a special day for you. You believe that God is responsible for your creation, right?
Yes, all things.
Okay, so do you believe that you are alive when you're in your mother's womb?
Do you believe that you're alive when you're in your mother's womb? Yes.
Okay, so why aren't you celebrating your conception day, which would be about August 16th, instead of your birthday? Because you're denying 9 months of God's creation by celebrating today. That's all I want to say.
Because when I was growing up, we never celebrated in the womb. We're just so glad we made it through the womb.
Well, that is a day to celebrate that you got through, but that's the real day. You should celebrate the day that you were created. So that's August 16th, everybody. Don't forget, Jesse gets extra super chats and coffees on August 16th.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So, David, let me ask, since I don't know a lot about you, are you a Christian?
That's a very personal question, and I'm going to get into that. I'll tell you something. Before 2014, I denied all religion, all creator. I was a big believer in scientism, or science, which is really scientism. And I denied everything, and it's because of the globe lie. And that's what pushed me there. And then after I discovered that we don't live on a spinning, wobbling, rocky ball surrounded by smooth water that no one's ever seen the curve, adjacent to air, adjacent to a void, which is scientifically impossible, I understood that this place is intelligently designed. And therefore, you have no other option but to accept that there's a creator. I believe it's Romans 1:19 that says, it says, "For what may be known about God is too clear to them, since God has shown it to them." Basically, what the whole verse is saying is, once you see my creation, you can no longer deny my existence. And this is what the wannabe controllers of this world want. They want you in a situation where you can deny God.
So let me ask you this. You said that you were a Christian, but you stopped being one when you found out that the earth was flat?
Well, no. I was a non-believer in anything. I believed in science. Science was my religion. And then now I understand that there is a creator.
So you have never been a Christian.
Well, hold on. It's your definition of what a Christian is, and that could take 2 hours to talk about. But let's.
You're talking kind of fast right now. And I just want to. Right. I'm black and slow, and
right,
so I just kind of want to understand. You're telling me that you have never been a Christian. You believed in science.
At that time, I mean, I would classify myself as, if you want to define Christian, more of a Christian than many people, Bible thumpers that call themselves Christians.
And I haven't defined Christian. How do you define Christianity?
Oh, well, now we're diving in. I would say somebody that believes in the Creator, that believes in Christ, that loves their neighbor and obeys God's law. That's the foundation of Christianity.
Oh, okay. And do you believe that God created heaven and earth?
Yes.
You do believe that?
Yes.
And why should we believe you when you say that the earth is flat? Why should we believe?
Did not believe me.
Why
belief
should we
is the enemy. Belief is the enemy of knowing, or belief is the lazy man's knowing. Because everybody believes that I'm on the East Coast because you said it, because I told you that. You believe it, but you don't know it. So to know it takes time and effort. And people are very lazy, and they don't want to take the time to verify things. God says, verify all things.
And so you know for sure that the earth is flat. You know that without a doubt?
I know without a doubt that we're not on a spinning rocky ball flying through an infinite godless or distant God expanding universe. Because when you look at the details of it, it's absolute insanity. But when you, when you look at all the measurements of earth, everything measures flat. When you measure the earth, we can see farther than they say we could see. You know, on a curved surface, there should be a limit to our vision, but we can see way, way, way beyond that. And then all of the measurements for the heliocentric model, which is the globe model, I call it the heliosinister trick, are assumed measurements. None of them have been proven. In school, we were taught earth is a globe, this is that, you know, and this is the way it is. But even to this very day, the best physicists in the world say they can't prove whether it's a globe that we're spinning or everything is spinning above us. They can't prove it either way, but they teach us one as a fact and the other one is they don't even mention the other one as a possibility. But to this very day, you know, the best physicists in the world. You had Mark Sargent on about 5 years ago. They had a physicist on, and that physicist said the same thing I'm saying right now, that you can't, that they can't tell whether we're moving or not.
And do you know for sure that the Earth is flat?
Well, what is the definition of flat? Flat is not a shape. Flat is a description of level, horizontal. We live on a non-rotating, level, topographical, horizontal plane. And, you know, we have hills and valleys and everything, but everything is level. And we know this for a fact. Now, there's in the flat Earth community, we're trying to figure this place out. Flat Earthers are willing to say, we don't know. Or, hey, that works on both flat and globe. And what you'll find out in this conversation, things will fall into three pots. Works on a flat Earth, works on a globe Earth, and works on both. And you'll find that things go into both and bowls, but the middle bowl, the globe, nothing goes in there by itself. Nothing. So you have to keep looking at the evidence. And, you know, here's the thing. We can, since we have 5 hours to do this show, we're barely going to be able to cover all of the information. So what I tell people is, do not believe anything I say. Go verify it yourself. But Google will not hand you anything. If you Google Flat Earth, Google my name, Google anything, you're going to get propaganda. You're going to get nonsense, right? On my website, flatearthdave.com, there's a button called the Crash Course. And there's a list of videos in there that are being hidden from you. Watch those videos with a skeptical mind. Do not believe anything. Verify everything. And I'm so confident, for those of you who know that what Bitcoin is, I offer 3 Bitcoins for 1 globe proof. But you have to watch those videos first.
And so do you know for sure and without a doubt that the Earth is flat?
I know for sure and without a doubt that it's not a globe as they describe.
And do you know for sure and without a doubt that it's flat?
Well, what is your definition of flat?
Do you know for sure and without a doubt that the Earth is flat?
Well, it's not flat because there's hills and valleys, so that's not flat.
But you're a flat earther.
It's level. It's horizontal. But how would you describe a pond? Is it flat?
Do you know for sure and without a doubt that the Earth is flat?
Well, all of our observations show a flat, level Earth, 127,000 feet. Earth isn't spinning out from underneath here. It looks flat.
And do you know for sure and without a doubt that the Earth is flat?
Are you going to keep asking me until I answer? I know for sure that the Earth is not rotating. I know for sure that it is level. I know for sure that all plumb bobs are parallel to each other and perpendicular to horizontal. I know for sure that the oceans do not bend when at rest. I know for sure that we can see farther than the physical ball allows us to, right? If there's a curvature, my mouth is behind the curvature. You can't see it because of the curvature, a physical horizon. There is no physical horizon, and our optics today have made us see much farther than our naked eyes could before. We can see with our naked eyes farther than the geometric globe allows, and with optics, we can see magnitudes farther. Now, the things that we can see at distances, there's two options. Earth is flat, or the Earth is 1,000 times bigger than they're telling us, and they're hiding more land, more resources. They're hiding all sorts of things. So, you know, do I know for sure the Earth is flat? I know for sure it's not a globe.
And so do you know for sure and without a doubt that the Earth is flat?
Well, let's take a look at this. So here is a view.
But you're not answering my question.
I'm going to answer your question.
You might not be able to see me on the camera yet, but I'm black and slow.
I see you. I see you.
I'm black
I see
and
you.
Slow. Oh, you can see me. You notice that I'm black and slow now.
Right.
So before we move on, do you know for sure and without a doubt that the Earth is flat?
I'll answer that question after you answer this question, okay? If the Earth is the size that they tell us, which is 24,901 miles around, It's hard to see out here, but there's a whole bunch of mountains.
You didn't answer my question yet.
I'm going to answer it.
When are you going to answer it? After the show?
After this slide. After this slide. All right?
All right.
So these mountains, according to the Earth's size, should be behind 50 miles of curvature. They should be 50 miles below the curvature, but we can see them. What would that tell you? Would that tell you that the Earth is flat?
You asking me that?
I'm asking you that.
I don't know, because I know that the Earth, because it's made of dirt, it tends to go fall from one thing to another. It's never stay the same due to the fact that it is created from dirt. So the mountains can be one place or one way today and another place. So do you know for sure and without a doubt that the Earth is flat?
What's your definition of flat? Is flat a perfectly smooth surface? Because then, no, it's not flat.
Do you know for sure and without a doubt that the Earth is flat?
I know for sure, without a doubt, that there is no curvature. So if something doesn't have curvature, then it's what?
Do you know for sure and without a doubt that the Earth is flat?
I keep asking me, Jesse, but if something doesn't have curvature, then it's what?
Do you know for sure that the Earth is flat, without a doubt?
If something isn't moving, then it's what?
Why are you not answering my question so we can move on?
Because the answer what is the definition of flat? Like, is a table flat?
You don't know what flat is.
Take a microscope, look at a table.
You don't know what
the valleys are.
You don't know what flat is, but yet you call yourself a flat earth expert. What the?
Jesse, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
You look at your kitchen table and it looks flat, but then you take an electron microscope and look at it. There's mountains and valleys on there. Is it flat?
But you won't answer my question as if. No, I'm just playing.
Is your kitchen table flat?
But you won't answer. You're the expert.
You're the expert here on flat Earth, right?
And you came highly recommend it.
Thank you.
You can't even answer the question if you know for sure and without a doubt that the Earth is flat. How can you be a flat earther and you don't know what flat is?
I'm really a true earther, a level plane, non-rotating earther.
So you're not a flat earther.
I'm going to answer the question if you answer this question.
You're a true earthy and not a flat earthy?
I'm going to tell you that the Earth is flat if you answer this question.
No, you keep asking me questions. I'm asking you a question.
Is your kitchen table flat?
I don't have one.
Is your desk flat? Is the desk that you have flat?
Do you know for sure and without a doubt that the Earth is flat? Expert.
In your definition of flat, if your desk is flat, if your floor is flat, then the Earth is flat.
Well, I don't have a floor. I have a dirt floor.
You're standing on a floor right now. Come on, Jesse.
No, I'm standing on a stage.
You're on a stage. So is the stage flat?
It's kind of round.
Oh, come on. Is it flat? I'm not talking about the exterior.
There are portions of it that are flat, but there are portions that are round. And so do you know for sure and without a doubt that the Earth is flat?
If you describe something as not having curvature as being flat, then yes, for sure, I know that it's flat.
I'm sorry?
If something does not curve, then it is flat.
So you don't know for sure if the Earth is flat?
I do know that the Earth does not curve. There is no curvature,
but you're saying everything but what I'm asking.
I thought I answered the question pretty good.
Not yet.
Do I know for sure that the Earth is flat? There's two options.
Let your yes be yes and your no's be no. Do you know for sure that the Earth is flat?
Since you're forcing me to answer this, I will answer it. It is either flat or a million times bigger than they tell us.
So what?
It's either flat or a million times bigger than they tell us, so we can't detect any curvature.
So you don't know for sure. So you don't know for sure if it's flat or not.
Here, I'll tell you this. If the Earth was a million times bigger than they told us, that means there's a million times more, the number of continents and a million times the resources. That's a big problem. I'll go with that. So it's either a million times bigger or more, or it's flat.
And so you don't know for sure then if it's flat. You're just taking a guess as the other people who say that is round or like a ball. No. So the round ball people are taking a guess about it, and you're taking a guess about it because you don't know for sure that it's flat. You don't know for sure and without a doubt that it's flat, right?
So the people that say the Earth is a globe, they have dimensions. We've disproven those dimensions.
But you still didn't prove anything.
We know for sure that it's not a globe the size that they tell us.
But you can't prove that the Earth is flat.
Well,
you try to prove that the Earth is not. You try to prove that the Earth is not round by saying it's not round, but it's flat. But you don't have any. You don't know for sure and without a doubt that it's flat either.
Not flat like this. This is not real. This is what you'll find.
But you don't know that.
Well, we know it's not this.
You don't know that.
Yes, we do.
No, you don't. You don't even know if it's flat or not.
Well, it's your definition of flat.
But let me ask this. I move on since you don't know for sure and without a doubt. But let me ask.
Flat or a million times bigger, I think that either one of those says something.
So it could be round, but it's just million times bigger than what you can see, so it could be round then, right?
That is true, but think about this.
I read my case.
What if
we still don't have proof that it's flat?
Are hiding a million times the number of continents. What if they're hiding that? Resources, civilizations. What if? We don't know. So I believe it's a level, stationary, non-rotating plane. Every test done through time, through history, that looks
I know,
for
but you can't
rotation.
You can't do a what if. If the frog didn't have a glass ass, he wouldn't have broken when he jumped either. So you can't do what if. You're just doing what the round earthers are doing. You're doing the same thing.
No, I'm not. You can't say that.
That the round earth is not round, but you don't know for sure that it's flat, and I understand that.
Yeah, well, I mean, Jesse, if the Earth was a million times bigger than they told us, that means they're hiding a lot of stuff from us. That's a problem.
Right, but the point is, it could be that. So still don't have the proof, without a doubt, that it's flat. You're just saying, well, if it's round, they're hiding something from us. But it still doesn't prove. It still doesn't prove that it is flat. Right?
Well, so the thing is...
Is that right?
What is flat is the question. So, yes, it doesn't prove that it's just flat like you're pigeonholing me to, but... Since we can prove that it's not a globe nearly like they say...
But you haven't even proved that it's not a globe. The globe might be big you can't see around it.
Well, you know what? If it's flat or a million times bigger... I'm a million times bigger earther.
What?
Okay. Either way, the deception, you know, Jesse, the whole deception, you know, people say, well, why would they lie? People say, well, what about boats over the horizon? What about seasons? What about sunsets? What about, you know, all of these things that they think are proofs of the globe when they take the time and look at the evidence and see that these things actually work perfectly on a flat earth, they go, what difference does it make? Why would they lie?
It important to you that to know for people to know that it's flat?
Because when you it brought me to God.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did.
No.
What do you mean no?
The earth cannot bring you to God.
Well, no, the understanding of where we live made me see that there is God, and then my relationship with God grew from there.
No. Your relationship cannot grow from science because you said you didn't believe in God, you believe in science.
I did.
And knowing whether the earth is flat or round cannot bring you to God either. But why is it important to you that people know that the earth is flat?
Because in this world, there's so much deception going on. And the best place to commune with God is in your silent prayer in nature. Nature doesn't lie. Nature, I say the natural world is God's world. And they want to take us away from that. They put us on a heliocentric ball that's doing spinning and whirling and twirling, doing crazy things in an expanding, ever-expanding universe. And that keeps people dizzy, lost, out of control, not knowing where they are, right? So if in the heliocentric system, this is what people believe. We're spinning at 1,000 miles an hour on the equator. We're orbiting the sun at 66,600 miles an hour, a speed that you can't even fathom. And we're chasing the sun at 500,000 miles per hour, right? And so, but we can't feel any of those motions, right? And all of those motions are curved motions. Like people say, well, I'm in an airplane. I can't feel the motion. Well, if that airplane wanted to mimic the slowest speed, which is the spin of the earth, you'd have to double the speed of the airplane. You'd have to remove the outer shell of the airplane. And you'd have to nosedive down at 1 mile per minute to follow the curve of the earth. And don't tell me you're not going to feel that, right?
What a mess. You said that the best place to do what with God in nature, what did you say?
I said that nature doesn't lie. Nature is created by God.
What did you say about, did you say the best place to do something with God is in nature?
If you want to connect with God, what's a better place to do it? In a busy household with Wi-Fi and people making noises, or maybe to sit in nature and have an experience with the Creator?
You're never going to find God by sitting in nature looking for him.
Well, not looking for him. You're just having a moment doing your silent prayer.
But you're not going to find God in nature. He's created nature. He controls nature, but that's not where you find him.
Well, what if you've already found him?
But you haven't.
At all?
No.
Okay. How do you know that?
Because you think you found him through science?
I didn't find him through science. Science hid him from me.
What?
Science.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't believe in God. You believed in science.
I did for all my growing up all my life. I believed in science. Scientism is a religion. It's a fake religion. Science is real.
Right.
They don't give us real science.
There is real science out there and fake science. But
right.
I'm still not seeing how you find God in nature.
Well,
even though he controlled nature, but that's not where we find him.
Well, I'm saying it's a place to get away from all of the distractions that distract us from finding our true self, finding God within ourselves. In your silent prayer, you said, clear your head, right? God's within you and hold your hands up because what? God's above you, right? That's what you say in your silent prayer.
No,
yes?
I don't say clear your head. I say become aware of what's happening in your head.
Perfect.
You and not your
Perfect.
Thoughts, right? But
You're
I
right,
want
right.
to do this because... And I want to hear more about your science, flat earth stuff, but I just want to, for my own understanding, you don't know for sure and without a doubt that the earth is flat. You're pretty much doing what the round earthers think. They say that it's round, and they say that, and then the flat earthers say it's flat. So you just have two different opposing view about what the earth is.
That's a very unfair analogy. Let me give you an analogy.
Okay.
There's a road and it's 100 miles long and it's straight. And we can only see a couple miles down that road before, you know, perspective kind of limits our view. And I say, well, that road is straight. And the glober says, oh no, that road is curving to the right.
David, hold that thought. Let me take a quick break. All right. Don't go nowhere. 888-775-3773. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service And I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Welcome back. 888-775-3773. I want to go back quickly back to my to David Wise, and David is known as Flat Earth Dave. So Dave, because I'm black and slow, I want you to lay out your proof, and I'm gonna give you a little time here to lay out your proof that the Earth is flat.
I'm gonna show you that, but I want to give you an analogy that might help me understand why I'm not gonna say I know for sure that the Earth is flat. Let's say we have a road; it's 100 miles long. We can only see a couple miles down the road due to our vision, and it's straight. And I could zoom in all the way to the end, to 100 miles, and that's as far as my zoom will go. A glober says, "Well, that road is actually turning to the right," and I can prove that it's not, because we can see beyond where it should be turning. So the glober has been proven wrong. Now you say, well, do you know that that road's 100 miles? Well, I know that it's not more. I don't know. I can't see past that. But I can tell you that it's not curving. So if it's not curving, it's not a sphere. It's not curving, right? So the Earth is measurably flat. It's straight. It's level. It's non-rotating. So if it's not rotating, it's not rotating and it's not curving, then it's level and flat.
I used to go down to Miss Seeker and Mr. Robert House, and their house, it was in a curve. When you're driving down to their house, it was in a curve, and you can see the car curving, and the little guide thing on there shows that the car is curving. Are you saying that that road wasn't really curving?
No, I'm not. I'm saying if the road curves, the road curves. If it doesn't curve, it doesn't curve. The Earth doesn't curve.
Oh, okay.
There is no curvature.
And when is your...
So Jesse, I can say...
You see this?
That has curvature.
This has curvature?
That has curvature. I can say without a doubt that that is a sphere.
Amazing! And what is this?
That I can say without a doubt that the surface of that is level. I mean, I see it has a little dome over it, but I don't know. I'm not saying that the Earth is like that. I'm not saying that that's the end of the Earth and it's floating in space. That's not what I'm saying. Oh. We can't go beyond Antarctica and explore.
So when is your proof that the Earth is flat?
It doesn't curve.
But that's easy to say that. I can say
it's not easy to say that. You actually have to say go out
that,
and measure.
I can say that it does curve.
How? Can you prove it? Because I can show you that it doesn't.
But when I'm on the airplane, I can sense that we're going around something. Show me your graphic of the earth being flat.
Show you a graphic of the earth being flat?
Yeah. Don't you have something to show me?
Yeah, of course.
Let me see it.
So when, you know, the higher we go, the higher they say we, oh, you got to go higher. You got to go higher to see the earth curvature. Here's 127,000 feet. The earth is supposedly spinning at 1,000 miles an hour below this balloon, but the balloon landed right near where it took off after being up there for 3 hours. So that shows that the earth isn't spinning, and the horizon looks pretty darn level. From there, this is see this one. This is another shot showing a level horizon, 120,000 feet. But people on an airplane will say, oh, I see the curvature. Jesse, if you were on a perfectly, you know, level area, you're out on the water or the salt flats or whatever, you can only see a certain distance before perspective creates a horizontal eye zone known as the horizon. So when I'm looking forward at 12 o'clock, I could see a certain distance. When I look over at 9 o'clock and 3 o'clock, I can see the same distance. And if I look at all of those points in between, that creates a big flat circle of vision. And people see that curve, and because of their brainwashing, they're like, oh, the earth is a sphere. No, that's just the limit of your vision. You see in an equal circle in all directions. So that curve that you see is flat. Like if you put your head in the middle of a hula hoop, that edge of the hula hoop is the limit of your vision, and it's flat. It's not a sphere.
But the hula hoop itself is round.
Yeah, well,
right.
Just an analogy. I'm just using a little demonstration.
Oh, okay.
I'm showing you that that we can see certain distances. I just want to show you some the helio nonsensical system.
Okay.
On how absolutely crazy. How crazy it is. So I was showing you how we're spiraling all around. This is a rocket sled called the hypersonic sled track. Watch it go. Watch carefully. It goes by at Mach 8.6, which is 8.6 times the speed of sound. That speed is so fast, you can barely fathom it. You have to believe, if you believe in the heliocentric model, that we're on a ball, a lumpy rock, surrounded by smooth curved water, that no one's ever seen the curve, surrounded by high-pressure air, adjacent to a zero-pressure void of space. All of these things are impossible. And we're moving 10 times faster than this around the sun and 100 times faster than that chasing the sun. And we don't feel it. But when we go out into nature and they tell us this is going on, all of this spiraling, we can look at the water and we could say, hey, that doesn't show any movement, right? When we look at water, water tells us we're not moving. The science of water, actual science, water is level, makes a perfect reflection. There is no convexity. Well, the earth is so big, Dave, you can't see the curvature, but I want you to believe you see boats go over the horizon, right? At just 3 miles away on a globe, the size that they tell us, 24,901 miles around, there's 6 feet of curvature. That means a 6 foot tall person standing at the edge of perfectly calm water cannot see the water beyond 3 miles because it's behind a physical curve, but we can.
Amazing.
We can zoom in on things far, far, far beyond where they tell us.
So the balloon that was spinning with it.
Yeah.
Right. Was the atmosphere spinning with it as well?
Well, it's up out of the atmosphere. So we're told that the atmosphere, I'm going to answer your question right now. We're told that the atmosphere is kind of Velcroed to the earth because of gravity, right? But somehow we have summer breezes that blow left and right. Now, the earth is spinning to the east. That's what they tell us. So the sun would rise in the east and set in the west as we spin by. But up at like 45,000 feet, there's winds that are outrunning the spin of the earth. So we've sent balloons up that should land 3,000 miles out in the ocean, launched in out west. They should be 3,000. The earth should have spun 3,000 miles out, but they landed east of where they took off from. So somehow they outran the spin of the earth at 127,000 feet.
And so was the atmosphere spinning with it?
Well, the Earth isn't spinning. You have to believe that the atmosphere spins with the Earth. Winds can blow and ignore the locked-in spin. Or you can just believe that the Earth is stationary. We're in an enclosed system, as God says on page one of the Bible. And that there's breezes left and right, and there's winds. Because I'm slow,
and I know you're saying a lot, but yeah. So just give me a yes or no. I'm black and slow. What's the atmosphere spinning with it?
Since
yes or
the
no?
Earth is not spinning, no.
So the atmosphere is not spinning with it?
The Earth is not spinning, so no.
Oh, okay. Do you know who Hake is? You ever heard of Hake of the HakeReport.com?
No.
Oh, you will now. Hake is here. He has a couple of questions for you. And
yeah, no problem.
And Hake has a show here on this network called the Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com. And he has on his little flat earth shirt right now.
Hey. Hey, flat earth Dave.
Can he be shown?
I don't know if he can see me, but I...
Can you see him?
I cannot.
Oh, okay. I guess he can't be on the scene.
That's all right.
I have flat earth fans, and I'm a baltard. So I'm wearing a flat earth shirt, even though I believe in the ball, in the spinning ball through space thing.
Okay. So go ahead. What's your question?
One of those was, what makes you think that we would feel the spin since we've always been spinning?
Well, because when you're in a car or an airplane going straight on a perfectly smooth road at a consistent speed, you can still feel that motion, but let's just say you can't. If that car takes the slightest turn to the left or the right or speeds up or slows down, imagine having a dinner plate filled with water in that car and that car speeds up or slows down the tiniest bit or takes the slightest turn. That water is out of the plate. We're curving off of a linear path is the same as acceleration. So when you curve, there's a force, but we're spinning at 66,000 miles an hour. We're chasing the sun in a curved circle, speeding up and slowing down, but somehow we don't ever feel that. Is that, I mean, you have to do mental gymnastics to believe in that.
I don't know. It sort of makes sense to me because, like you said, we're in like an enclosed system. We're like protected by the Earth. So the Earth is doing all that other stuff and we don't even realize it. Except maybe when our vertigo goes away and we catch the vertigo, and then maybe at that point that's when we're feeling the spinning and stuff.
I don't follow what you're saying.
Have you ever experienced vertigo where you get really dizzy all of a sudden?
I know what it is. Yeah.
Maybe that thing in our brain is what's accounting for all that spinning, and we can handle it.
So the vertigo is stopping us from feeling these incredible spins and G-forces and turnings. You know, like maybe. How come somebody that lives on the equator and then goes to Alaska doesn't feel a difference? Because the equator is spinning at 1,000 miles an hour and Alaska is spinning at 300 miles an hour.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, I think that you would have to have a major adjustment for that. We can spin, we can whirl, we can twirl, but you go 55 miles an hour in a car and you get car sick and throw up. It doesn't make any sense to me.
It makes sense to me because you think about inside of even a glass of water, when you pour something in a glass of water, like all the water is moving around inside of it every which way.
Yeah.
Even though it's still enclosed in that water.
Yeah, but then when it at rest, it lies flat. Water lies flat.
I don't know what water does, because at tiny points, water becomes like a ball.
Well, with surface tension, but anything bigger than a gallon of water at rest lies flat.
But at scale, we don't know what it does.
Well, we can measure it. We've gone out to frozen lakes. And we could we measure where there should be curvature. And, you know, water at rest, when it lies flat, when it's super cold, it lies flat. And it freezes flat. So, you know, we've gone out and we've done experiments where we you know, here's a lake right here, 8 miles long. And a guy went out there and it's 6 inches off the ground. So we know the height. He put these lights out there at 8 miles, 7 miles, 6 miles, and 5 miles. According to globe math, accounting for ridiculous, stupid refraction, these should be 30 feet behind the curve, 22 feet, 15 feet, and 9 feet. According to globe math, not flat earth math, globe math with globe magical refraction added in just to give the globe the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
And we can see all of them.
Have you heard of diffraction? Because with diffraction, light can bend around corners, so maybe the lasers are curving too, since they're enclosed in the Earth.
So they're not lasers. These are just lights. These are just lights that we can see, and they're refracting up. If you know, let me ask you a question. If there's refraction that lifts things up from behind a curve,
yeah,
how come refraction doesn't take a building over on the right and move it over to the left, or vice versa? If refraction was a real thing, we wouldn't be able to navigate. We'd be all over the place. All of these line up perfectly flat. How come they're not refracting up higher? How come they're not magically going up higher? Because this one has to refract up 30 feet to stop here. This one has to refract up 22 feet. This one has to refract up 15 feet and 9 feet. Or maybe it's just flat. Don't make it weird.
I know, but have you heard of diffraction? Diffraction, it bends around corners.
I've heard of all of these concepts of bending things around corners. Yeah. How come when I'm standing next to my house, I don't see the other house that's behind it? How come it doesn't bend around the corner? Because it doesn't happen. Yes, you can make a lens that'll show you something around a corner, but that's a physical lens that you're making. Reality shows us that the Earth is level, non-rotating. We can see too far. Is the Earth flat? It's either flat or a million times bigger than they're telling us.
I don't know. I don't necessarily buy that because it depends on like the hotness of the air, the thickness of the air, the moisture in the air. There's all kinds of stuff going on. When you see heat, you can see the waves of the heat affecting your vision of what's behind that heat, those heat waves. So there's all kinds of stuff that happens with our sight and our vision and light and the Earth that I don't think that you're accounting for.
Well, you're saying that heat is making things appear and not appear and
yeah, they turn
things
like wavy. You've seen it turn wavy under
absolutely
next to like a car.
When you look through atmosphere, when you look up, you're looking through a tiny bit of atmosphere. When you look across, you're looking through all atmosphere. Go ahead.
You want to say
something? Go ahead.
What about the crispness of the atmosphere? I mean the horizon.
Yeah, the horizon's so crisp and clean and perfect. What else could it be but an obvious globe?
The horizon's so crisp and clean?
Yes.
Is that really something that you want to say?
Yeah.
Okay. So here we go. Let me ask you a question.
But what about the crisp?
Is this horizon crisp and clean?
No, that's Hawaii.
No, that's crisp and clean? Yeah.
This is the Earth curve right here, correct?
Yeah. Yep.
Yes. Yes. So pay attention, Jesse. Take a look. I'm zooming in. Now, what are these things out here? What are these? Are dolphins. These are dolphins jumping that are far beyond that line.
I thought those were illegal aliens.
Are they jumping behind the curve and getting up over? Hey, look at me. I'm jumping over the curve. Or is this just where our eyes can't resolve the distance anymore?
What the?
These are dolphins. This is water. You just can't see it because it becomes unresolvable.
But I can see that there's water and there are dolphins jumping up in the water.
Yeah, but they're way past what you just said was Earth curvature. They're way, way past it. Right?
Cool.
Let me show you something.
But that doesn't prove anything.
Yeah, I don't think
that. Yes, it does. It proves that your crisp horizon isn't a crisp horizon. It's a fuzzy horizon.
That's not true.
That is true. It is a fuzzy horizon. Even the globe,
that's not fuzzy to me, though.
Globe trolls that are out here, the anti-flat earthers, they'll admit that the horizon, you can't see it, that it's an apparent location. That's because the Earth is flat, but they want to claim other things.
Come on, man.
So amazing. Let me show you something else, Jesse. Check this out. This is hard for people. It's easy to understand. I'm going to talk slow because you're slow. So I'm just using this lit part of the water all the way up to right there where it turns dark.
Yeah.
Now, this distance here, let's call that 100 yards. Maybe 200 yards. Call it a quarter mile if you want. It's not, because I know where this is. And this from here to here, let's just call it a quarter of a mile. It's not even. But then from my finger to that line is 10 miles.
That's cool.
So all of the information has to be pushed into that. So let's take a look. Let me show you what I mean. So from here to here is a quarter of a mile, not even. That's a quarter of a mile. That's another quarter of a mile. That's another quarter of a mile. That's another one. You can't even see them anymore because you can't resolve it, right? So if I'm looking at it sideways, let's pretend there's a boat here. I'm looking from where you see me. That's a quarter of a mile. That's right. That's another. So the boat gets smaller from the point of view over here, right? That's another quarter mile, another quarter mile, another quarter mile. All of these get to a point where you can't tell that it's any farther. So hold on. Hang with me. Let me just finish here. So we have that the sky does the same thing. From here to here is X distance, right? The same distance is wedged into there. The same distance is wedged into there. The same distance is wedged into there. And it merges to where you can't resolve it. That's your horizontal eye zone. Horizontal, not curve eye zone, not physical horizon. That's your optical horizontal eye zone, right?
Nice.
So
let me say this, Dave, because sometimes someone want to know. He said the reason we can't see the dolphins is because the eyes can't see it. Can it also be true that it's because of the curves?
It can't because of the curve because we can see them. We just can't see the water because all that information gets compressed into that little tiny area. So you can't see beyond it. That now, if he had a zoom lens, he zoomed in, but he still can't see the water.
You know
because,
what? No, finishing point.
He'd have to get up higher to see it. He'd have to get up higher to see. The higher you are on a flat Earth, the farther you can see because you have a better angle. Things disappear from the bottom up because the bottom has the lowest angle to your eye.
Let me say this, Dave. Because we're going to have to run, but I do want to say when you were showing that graphic just now with all that red, yep. I realized that as you were showing that, like for a person like me who don't know if that's true or not, what you were showing, and because we're so easily in the mind, we're so easy subject to whatever's out there. We'll say, yes, oh, yeah, I see that makes sense. When it really doesn't make sense, because we don't know, we can't see that it makes sense or not. But we'll say yes to it because the person that presented it said, that's for, it's like riding down the road and you get lost and then you stop and ask somebody, well, how do you get down to Hirschboro? They tell you, oh, go right, make a left, and go to, it could be the wrong direction, but because their mind is screwed up or they so subject to the expert, they go along with it, not knowing that it's true or not. Because everything you just showed me about the graphic, I don't know if it's true or not. And so I agree with it or disagree because it still doesn't make sense.
I got it. Let me give, and in an hour, just an hour on here, there's 0% chance that I could convince anybody of anything. All I'm trying to do here is convince people to take a look because you've been convinced your whole life never to look. And you've been convinced the reason not to look is because flat Earth is this, and it's not. It's not what you think it is. So my website, flatearthdave.com, scroll down, you'll see a thing that says Crash Course. There's a bunch of videos there. One of them is called Helio Sorcery. Watch that. The Level With Me by Hibbler Productions, Flat Earth, a Stranger's Guide to Flat Earth, 21 Questions. They're in there. You won't find them on your own. They're being hidden from you. So watch them. And if you can watch them and come
Thank
up with
you,
one flow proof, you win 3 Bitcoins.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
FlatEarthDave.com. Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Back in a moment.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
And a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man.
Georgia elections, space weapons, space is real, guys, and other mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, May 22nd, AD 2024. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. We just wrapped it up with Flat Earth Dave. Manhood Hour is coming up in this third hour, but first, fake news, not fake news. You can super chat by going to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. CNN, Commie Nonsense Network, reports Fannie Willis, the Fulton County District Attorney, black female Democrat, prosecuting our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. She's projected to win her election by the lemmings voting for her in Georgia. The 2020 election interference case in the state was sidetracked for months over whether Fannie Willis should be disqualified, DQ, for following her revelations that she had that romantic relationship with her lead prosecutor, Nathan Wade. Also in Georgia, Judge Scott McAfee, overseeing the Our Greatest President's case, he's projected to win his nonpartisan election for Fulton County Superior Court. McAfee is recently faced criticism from conservatives over his handling of the decision not to remove Fannie Willis from the prosecution when the details of her romantic relationship with Nathan Wade emerged. Space weapons? Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports the United States has assessed that Russia is likely to... They likely have to have launched a counter space weapon last week, close to and capable of attacking a U.S. government satellite orbiting nearby. It's not the first time Russia has launched a counter space weapon designed to incapacitate or destroy satellites. Last time it did so was 2022, so said U.S. Ambassador Robert Wood. The launch comes at a time when the United States and their supposed allies are increasingly concerned about Russia's effort to develop a nuclear space weapon. If deployed, such a weapon could potentially cripple a vast swath of the commercial and government satellites that the world below depends on to make phone calls, pay bills, and surf the internet. Wow. And an ultra-luxury desert community selling plots for up to $50 million, just plots of land. According to CNN, families spending millions to snag a piece of land in a desert community south of Dubai in the Middle East. So you can get membership. And Peloton, you know that stationary bike company or whatever they are, I don't know, exercise bike thing? They're pausing the use of Sean Diddy Combs, formerly known as Puff Daddy, his music on their platform. What? Peloton has paused using music by Sean Combs on their workout class platform as he faces accusations of sexual misconduct and illegal activity. Weak Peloton. Anyway, Americans are hated and disrespected and being persecuted around the world. Five Americans detained in Turks and Caicos. Caicos. Allegedly, they brought ammunition into the British overseas territory. U.S. lawmakers say the travelers carried one or two stray bullets in their luggage inadvertently, just loaded up with ammo. Now they face up to a dozen years in prison, sort of reminiscent of Brittany Griner and others. She was loaded up with drugs, trace amounts of vape juice that had marijuana juice in it. No fear or respect of America anymore. It's Biden's America, Obama's America. And the evil ACLU, evil, they're pushing transgender on South Carolina minors. Quote, with the stroke of a pen, he, being the governor, has chosen to insert the will of politicians into health care decisions. That's Jace Woodrum, not a Christian, I don't think, executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, of South Carolina in the beautiful South, issuing a statement Tuesday after South Carolina's Republican governor signed a ban on so-called gender-affirming care, which is quite the euphemism for gender non-affirming care for minors. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP.
Mm-hmm.
had to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. I hope you had a chance to listen to Dave Wise of the Flat Earth Dave. Better known as the Flat Earth Dave. Very interesting. I wish you could hear the conversation in my office right now between the flat earthers, I think, and the non-flat earthers. It's interesting. If you didn't hear just now podcast, the last hour, we're talking to Dave Weiss, all right? Check it out. Anyway, my biblical question is, are you a self-worshipper? Are you a self-worshipper? Isn't that an amazing question? That is such an amazing question. You can listen to the show live on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. All right? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk and or Bond Cash App. JLP Cash App. Bond Cash App. Bond Cash App. All right, JLP, Bond JLP. All right. What? It's Wednesday, the last hour of the show today. And every last hour of Wednesday is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man?
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male who turns to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Galeeb, you've always wanted to be a background dancer, and what are you now?
A dentist.
A dentist. And whose dream was that?
My mom's.
Richard, you're still afraid of your mom. It's kind of like I'm not even hanging out with my friends. It's like I'm hanging out with your moms.
What are you talking about?
Then we're happy in our current role. But what I think we have to do as women is to step outside of that role and understand we also need to lead.
I know it because I know what mental illness looks like.
And the reason we need to lead is because we have fresh ideas.
One of the things that they propose is black folk not have to pay taxes.
And we understand how to listen.
And they don't say racist things, but right. What they say is they don't like something I said.
So you don't even be afraid of what?
Did you forgive your mother?
I'm working on it, man. I'm trying.
Amazing. Thank you, Anchor Baby. That was deep. 888-7753-773.
Amazing.
Let me go to TJ, the first time call out of New York. TJ, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Yes,
good
sir.
Good morning. Happy birthday.
Thank you, man. It was amazing.
Hey, Jesse.
TJ.
A rumor that,
TJ.
You hear me?
TJ. Hey, TJ. Hello?
Jesse, can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Thank you for the birthday wish. I am older than Israel.
Jesse, it was actually a rumor that you counseled with Abraham Lincoln in 1863 and told him he was making a big mistake letting the blacks go, and he needs to forgive his mother.
I believe it. That's how old I am. Amazing.
Okay. Well, Jesse, so I got a couple of questions, and just to kind of give you some background, I've been listening to you for about a month now. I read two of your books so far. So I'm pretty well versed in, you know, your message, and you know, I definitely agree with it. And I actually come from the kind of family that's you know, the core of what you talk about, like, you know, dysfunction, and, you know, and I'm also black. He black. And
he black.
And you know, so it there's kind of a lot there, and you know, I need to forgive my mother, but when I listen to how you talk about just the language behind going to, you know, speak to your mother and kind of just telling them, like, hey, you screwed me up, but I forgive you for it. That's where it kind of breaks for me a little bit, because I feel as if that's kind of like, and I heard one of your other callers speak about it too, to where it's like you can like start to see them starting to die once you kind of, you know, shake up their world. And I almost kind of feel as if like it's comparable to like going in somebody's room, tearing up their room, and then walking out, you know, because like I'd be worried about how my mother's mental health would be after I told her that, because her whole identity is, I'm a strong black woman and I raised these three kids all by myself. Mind you, it's four of us total. I've got four brothers, all different fathers, and none of them around. You
wow.
know, so she and she raised us all in my grandparents' house. You know, so and so there was this big family kind of like, oh, there's no need for a dad. You got your grandparents and your aunt and we're all in this one house and we're a family. There's no dad needed, you know. So my mother kind of built this false sense of empowerment through that.
Yeah.
And it's not really until now that I'm realizing like how twisted, you know, that idea is. Not
yeah.
only raising your kids in that house, but just being an adult, you know, over 40 years old, living with your parents or living with your family and not creating, you know, establishing your own family, you know. So I just feel as if going to my mother and say, hey, you're actually not what you think you are. You're actually the opposite, and you know, and you need you, that can, I don't necessarily see, well, I do know what I'll get out of that, because I understand that that's like your biggest fear, you know. So if you get over that fear, then you can do anything, you know. But I do kind of feel as if going to my mother with that and shaking her up that way, you know, there definitely won't be a relationship. There is a relationship now, but there definitely won't be a relationship after that. And you know, also, like I said, I'd be worried about, because she doesn't have anything but the control that she has over her kids. And I'm the only one she doesn't have control over at this point. So your question for me is what? My question for you is there a way to forgive your mother without being as brutal, you know, with some of the, you know, language as like, you screwed me up, or, you know, you didn't do a good job. Like, is there a way to put that in a nicer way?
Yeah.
Diplomatic.
You could go to her and say, Mother, I have always resented you because you turned me against my father. You imposed your will on me. And I realize now I become like you, and I realize I can't help myself, so I realize you couldn't help yourself, and I'm wrong for resenting you.
Okay.
Because I know now you couldn't help yourself. Your mama screwed you up, and her mama screwed her up. And it's just been going on from generation to generation. So I realize you can't help yourself. I'm sorry for resenting you. And if she lay down and die, fine. You just go over to the kitchen and get the insurance paper out of the drawer next to the silverware. And go and get the money and live your life. But you can't cause your mother to die, or you can't screw up your mother's life. There's not one other person on earth to you as an adult can screw up your life and you cannot screw up their life. You would not be responsible for whatever her reaction is to your forgiving her. You're only responsible for you, and you can only screw up your life. You can't screw up another person's life.
Okay.
And if she overreacts, it's because she is evil, and she doesn't want to see she's evil. So leave her in her evil hell world, and you go live your life. But you can't screw up her life. That's her life. She living her own body. She's in control of her own life. She can only screw up her own life. You're not responsible for that.
Right. Okay. I understand that. That makes sense.
But if you want to be free, you're not going to be free until you go and forgive her. You're going to have to face her because you have fear of facing her. And in that fear, because the fear is evil, you get listening to the devil giving you all kinds of reason not to forgive her, because the devil doesn't want you to be free. He wants you to stay in your hell as well. So he's trying to talk you out of forgiving her so he can keep you in hell.
Got it. Okay. I understand.
And where's your, did you, you know who your father is?
No, I don't. I've never met my... oddly enough, my mother actually... So I have an older brother who's 3 years older than me, and we grew up thinking we had different fathers, but my mother actually lied to a man and told him that my brother was his son when he really wasn't. So she was, like, cheating with a guy who was my father, had my older brother, and then kind of lied, ended up getting caught in the lie when I was born.
Wow.
And, you know, there was... So we there was never any father around just because my mother probably is just, you know, like a terrible person. So I never...
She's evil. If you don't forgive your mother, go and face her and forgive her. Every woman you get involved with will be mama, and the cycle will repeat itself. They're going to screw up your children, and then their children be screwed up. It's not going to change until you forgive her and ask her, who is your father? Be straight up. I want to know who my father is. Even if she's not seeing him, they're just having sex or whatever, you have a right to know who your father is.
Well, I know who he is. I just haven't met him because it was like a situation where, like, it was a guy who lived on the street of, like, my cousins who lived on the other side of town, and my mother would go around there. She would mess with him. So it's just, like, I know of him, but I've never had any. And then also, like, you know, he was not necessarily, you know, kind of like, you know, a drug dealer kind of guy, and just not somebody who, you know, from the stories that I've heard, not somebody who...
Don't take anybody... You know, word, don't go by the story you heard, because your mother and her mama and all those folks up in their house there, they're not going to tell you the truth about him.
Right.
Never take another person's word about anything like that.
Okay.
Do you want to know him?
At this point, it doesn't really make a difference because I feel like I'm my own, you know, man in my, you know, in my own right, and I feel like, you know, I'm starting to create my own morals and my own values. So there's, at this point, there's no point for me to look towards someone to be, you know, any sort of figure in my life that would, like, from a mentor standpoint, you know, because I feel like I'm at this point, I'm saying, you know, forget about what happened, you know, as a child. I'm an adult now, and these are the standards I want to live by. So I don't really see any gain from, you know, me to my father getting to know him now, besides him probably asking me for money at this point.
So do you want to know him?
No, I don't.
There's no part of you that would like to know who your father is?
No.
Really?
Honestly,
life, yeah. Salvation is about a return to the father. It's about that, overcoming the spirit of the mother, which is evil, and a return to the father. That's what it means to be born again, is to return to the father. Every human being yearns for their father. Most human beings are not going to want to go back to him. They're going to love, because they love their misery. They love their hell. But some do, and all those who want true salvation must return to the father. So you must forgive your father for not being there to protect you from your mother. Otherwise, if you don't forgive him, you will not be forgiven, because you cannot know God when you hate the Son of God. And men are sons of God. They have just been turned away from the God, from God, by their mothers and grandmothers, in some cases grandmothers, but they're still sons of God who've been turned away from home. So if I don't know, understand why you don't want to know him, but let's say you don't want to meet him. And it's not, and it doesn't mean that you need anything from him, or you need a mentor, or you need anything, but you got to love your father by not hating them. Don't be angry at him, because when he left your mother. He did not leave you. Fathers love their sons and daughters. It's just that they can't handle the mothers, and the mothers won't tell the children that, because they love to play victim, and they love for the world to rotate around them. So they'll deceive and destroy you and make you think your father didn't love you. They won't tell you, well, your father loved you. He's just that he didn't know how to deal with the hell in me, so he left. But I recommend, do what you want, of course. You know best. You at least, if you can find him, to see, it'll be nice to find him to just see what happened so that you can forgive him. Now, if you don't want to, I don't want you to, if he is a drug addict or something, I don't want you to put your life, you know, get in danger or anything like that. But you got to love your father, or you're never going to love God. It just ain't going to happen.
Okay. I understand that. And I think that I'm probably in my head thinking, you know, that I just, there's no point, because I just don't care to, like, I just, I had a point in my life where I'm just not care to, like, garnish, like, new relationships. I just don't.
But you don't need a new relationship. You need to return to the Father.
Okay.
That's what it's all about, a return to the Father. By forgiving him, your earthly father, and when you're not angry at your earthly father, through him, you go right to God.
Okay.
No man can get to the Father unless he go through the Son. And the men represent God. They are the light of the world, salt of the earth.
Okay.
I wish you well, TJ. So, let me know how it goes.
Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, buddy. Are you doing the silent prayer?
I am doing the silent prayer. I am doing a silent prayer. I missed it today. I made a point to do it yesterday. But you know what, Jesse? I'm doing it, and it's just like I'm sitting, I'm doing it, and then I'll be like, oh, man, what's for breakfast?
You know, got to go and forgive your mother now. Think about anything. You got to go and forgive your mother so you can wake up.
Okay.
You got to face her.
Okay.
Shaking in your boot, fear and trembling, you got to do it, and then you would never have to shake again in your boots.
I understand. Jesse, can I ask you another question really quick in regards to another topic in terms of, like, women?
Okay.
So I had this also relates back to, like, thoughts and things like that. So I had a situation, and it actually happened last night, to where I allowed my thoughts to get the best of me, and, you know, I told somebody off, and it was in relation to, like, to dating. So a woman that I was, you know, talking to or trying to get to know from a dating aspect, you know, I was just so frustrated at how she was, like, communicating with me, and just, like, the dynamic of, like, why do I need to jump through hoops to try to show you that, you know, I'm someone to a good person to be involved with, you know, when in fact I'm the one that's going to be doing all the work if we get involved with each other. It's almost like going to a shelter saying, can you guys please allow me to adopt this dog? You should be happy I'm taking this dog up out of here, you know? So, like, I feel like why every time I talk to women, does a woman sit back and expect me to put on this audition on this big show, when in fact I should be I'm the one who's carrying majority of the weight in the relationship. So my question is that, do you feel as if when men are dealing with women, is it kind of appropriate for them to show what they have first, or is it kind of an equal transaction, if that makes sense?
Repeat that.
I said, when men are courting a woman or courting a woman or trying to get to know a woman, is it acceptable for them to, you know, show what they have up front, whereas the woman kind of sits back and observes and doesn't, you know, show any sort of value until they feel like, you know, a man is worth it. Like, do you feel like that dynamic is, like, the right way?
First of all, you should never be looking for a woman on an app.
Okay.
All you're going to ever get is evil. You're going to get the devil. Number two, mm-hmm. every woman you meet right now will be your mother because you have mm-hmm. not forgiven her. You hate women because you hate your mother, and every woman you get involved will be mama, and you're going to have problems. Number two, you should only seek the kingdom of God his right way. Never see a woman or anything but the kingdom of God. And once you return to the Father, he will add everything unto you. He will, if it's meant for you to have a wife and children, God will cause that to happen, and it will be the right woman. And you will have a marriage that will last until death do you part. But if you look for a woman, all you're going to ever get is hell. It will never work. You're going to always, because you're putting a woman before God. And mm-hmm. So never put anyone or anything before seeking the kingdom of heaven first. And then you'll be fine. But if you look anywhere else, because women, their God is Satan. The God of the woman is evil, and the God of the man is God from above. And so these women, until they return to the Father by forgiving their father, forgiving their mother, you're going to always run into the devil, and all you're going to catch is hell. So don't look for a woman, and do not, when you do meet one, don't cater to her. Don't pretend not to be you. You be yourself. Don't spend your money on her. Don't beg her. Don't argue with her. You just be you. And if it's meant to be, it will happen naturally.
Understood. Got it. Thank you, Jesse.
Don't put up any act or pretense at all, because if you do, you're setting yourself up to be destroyed. She's going to hate you for it. She's going to take your money. She's going to make you buy her trips. She's going to use you, but she's going to hate you for your weakness. You should only seek what's right. Do not seek a woman at all. You're not created to seek a woman. You're created to seek God, the truth.
Understood. Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much, Jesse. I appreciate your time today.
All right. Let me know how it goes.
All right. Will do. Have a good one. Enjoy your birthday.
Thank you, man. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Ned, a first-time caller out of Maryland. Neb, welcome to the
good
show.
Morning,
you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Good morning. Happy 21st birthday.
Thank you, man. 821st.
No room. Hey, quick question. Do you love Joe Biden?
Yes.
Okay. All right, well. That's about it.
Do you love the Great White Hope?
I have no opinion.
Of the Great...
I have no opinion when it comes to politics.
No, but I'm asking you about the person. Do you love the Great White Hope, Donald Trump?
Yes.
Nice. Thank you, Neb.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to JT, a first-time caller out of Texas. JT, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Happy birthday.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I'm jumping way back before the Dave Weiss segment. You had a caller that was kind of seeking, and he was wondering who he was. And I just wanted to make a comment. Before I do, I gave my life to the Messiah 15 years ago because I was making the Jesus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I said the Messiah, but I gave my life to Jesus 15 years ago.
And how did you do that?
Well, I had made a mess of my life. I was a terrible God, and I hit the rock bottom, and I just called out to the Messiah, and I felt an offer to go a new path, and that started 15 years ago, and everything's been different.
Okay. Amazing.
So what I wanted to say is, that question, who are we really? And this may help some listeners. I feel like who we really are is when we're on the phone with a loved one or a friend, our mom, or somebody that we really like, and we're just being ourselves.
Nobody like their mother.
Yeah, we don't. What I'm saying is we don't have any fear or anxiety, and we're just being ourselves. I think that's who we really are. I think the world puts on us a bunch of pressure to perform, and they want us to get all this materialistic stuff. But if you take care of your body and you're hydrated and you eat and you get rest that you need, you can find who you are.
And so who are you, JT?
Well, that's an interesting question. I really feel like JT died 15 years ago, and I'm asking Jesus to live his life through me every day because he does a way better job in my life. So I'm a follower of the way.
And so you said JT died?
I wanted him to lay down, sit down, and I wanted the Creator to live his life through me because he's going to do a better job, and it has happened. I haven't looked at porn. I've been married for 11 years. I got 3 beautiful children. And now it's not perfect every single day, but every day that I let the Holy Spirit live through me, it's way better than when I was in charge.
Do you still have anger?
Not really. I mean, I'm a human man. I've had flesh, so I can get frustrated because I'm not perfect. But the anger issues went away as well once I let the Spirit lead.
And so do you still have anger?
I'd say no.
You don't have anger?
There's nothing to be fearful about. There's nothing to be mad about.
So you don't have anger?
Frustration, but not anger.
Do you ever get angry?
Yes, I get angry very few and far between. Well, I get angry when JT jumps back into charge. Because you know your question, your biblical question, are you a self-worshipper? And I was going to say the biggest temptation is for us to take that lead seat again, take charge, to be God of our life again. So I'll get angry when JT has the seat.
But I thought you said JT died. If JT died, how can you get angry?
Well, I haven't received my new body yet.
If JT died, how can he get angry and letting Jesus live through him?
Well, that's the temptation, is to take up our life again. I don't want that. I want Jesus to live through me. I don't want charge. If I have charge, I will get angry. But
if you have died and Jesus lived through you, how is it possible that you can get angry or have anger since anger is of the devil?
You know, you're right. You're right.
No, that was a question.
Yeah. Well, you can't get angry if you let the Spirit lead.
Then why do you get angry if you have died and you're of Jesus?
Well, because I'm still learning every day. I'm still learning.
Learning what?
I'm learning how to live surrendered.
But you're not doing it, though.
Oh, I mean, like I said, I got 3 beautiful children. Me and my wife don't fight. We've never walked out on each other in anger at all.
But,
in 11 years, I've never.
But
shut
you
the
still
door
have anger. You don't have love. You have anger. You can't serve 2 gods. Either you,
right.
Either you of the devil or you of God. And if you have anger, you still of your father, the devil.
Right.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Yeah, I've got a good relationship with my mom and my dad.
Have you forgiven your mother?
I have.
You told her?
Yes.
What did you say to her?
Well, when I gave my life to Jesus 15 years ago, it came onto my heart who I needed to call and who I needed to forgive. And the first person I needed to forgive was me. I needed to forgive myself.
Have you forgiven your mother?
I have.
What did you say to her?
I said, Mom, I said, I know you're not a perfect person. I know you tried your hardest to lead me in the right direction, but I'm going with Jesus now, and I forgive you for where you let me down, and I love you.
But you didn't love her.
But I do love her.
And you say you forgave yourself?
Yeah. I had to forgive myself first.
Would you forgive yourself for? Hold on. The Church of Chance now is not open on D-Live. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Talking about the flat earth. Couple announcements. Number one, the Hake, H-A-K-E, report is coming up. The Hake report is coming up at 9 a.m., right at the top of this hour, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. You don't want to miss Hake. Hake is on fire. And then at 11 a.m. after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV, he black. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after Joel Friday TV, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. Natural energy given to him by God at 12 noon. You don't want to miss it. All right. And for personal shout outs, birthdays, and thank you all for my birthday wish and the gifts and everything. I totally appreciate it. Amazing. For birthday wish, I do the shout out, personal shout outs for you for birthdays, anniversaries, encouragement, congratulations, and all that. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And I'll do the shout outs for you, all right? Amazing. I got to go back to the busy phones here. Do you realize I haven't done one news report, one soundbite all 3 hours? What the? Let me go back to JT, a first time caller out of Texas. So, JT.
Yes, sir.
You said you forgave yourself. What did you forgive yourself for?
Well, I think any man that just lives to his flesh will be led towards darkness. And I had done drugs. I had partied. I had had lust and anger. And I let all that go. I had to follow Jesus, and I let that go.
And how did you forgive yourself?
I received the free gift of salvation, and I was shown a new path. And like, I believe you have to be justified and sanctified over time. Immediately, you get a new desire to do God's will, not your will.
What made you do the drugs and alcohol? Who made you do that?
Well, I'd say I had a lot of emptiness inside because the world hated me from a young age because I was always an empathetic person. I was a very loving person, and people told me I was gay and I was weird. And I was just being myself, how God made me. And I had injuries from my youth, from high school, from getting picked on and bullied. So
So what led me into the women was, like, I wanted to prove I was straight because I've always just liked women. I've never been gay, but they called me names. And it
so
got me down a path.
You believe that the world made you do drugs and all that?
Well, I believe the world was trying to tear me apart for being a unique, gentle person. I think that's what Satan does. He's the great
deceiver. Do you believe that the world made you do that?
No, I made that terrible choice because of brokenness, Jesse.
So who made you do drugs?
I chose to because of brokenness.
And why would you choose to do drugs?
Because I was looking for anything to ease the pain from the brokenness.
You should, when you were growing up, did your father protect you from your mother?
My father was there, but he was pretty busy with business. And so even though he loved me, I needed some more time and some more guidance, and I didn't get it.
Did your father protect you from your mother?
I don't think there was anything wrong with the way my mom loved me growing up. She was a fallible person. You know, she wasn't a perfect person, so I had to forgive her. But I'm in a good place now.
Did your father protect you from your mother?
I don't understand the question.
Did your father protect you from your mother, impose her will on you, and turn you away from him?
Well, I think both parents did not lead me to Jesus the way they should. So really,
father protect you from your mother to prevent her from turning you away from him?
No, he didn't.
Have you forgiven your mother for turning you away from your father and creating you in her image?
Yes, I've forgiven both parents and all other humans for their
Have you
flaws.
Forgiven your mother for turning you away from your father and recreating you in her image?
Yes.
You told her that?
Yes.
And have you forgiven your father for not protecting you from your mother?
I did that as well, yes.
You told him that you forgive him for not protecting you from your mother?
Yes, verbally, yes.
Does your wife obey you?
I'm the head of the house spiritually, yes.
Does your wife obey you?
Yes.
Your wife obey you?
Well, we run this life together. We're even, but I'm the head of the house spiritually.
Does your wife obey you?
Yes.
And when you say, are you the head of your wife?
I am.
You're the head of your wife. Well, why you say she's even with you?
Well, day to day, we operate in the spirit. We both follow Jesus, and we raise the kids equally. We discipline equally.
But your wife is not equal to you.
I know that. You're correct.
So why are you calling her equal to you then? Why are you doing everything equally?
Well, I was talking about we operate as equals in love and discipline.
Your wife don't even love you.
She loves me.
No, she doesn't. If you want to find out if your wife really loves you, correct her for being wrong.
Absolutely.
Correct your wife, and your wife is not equal to you. Your wife is beneath you. You are the head of your wife.
I understand. Can I ask you a quick question before I go?
Yes.
Okay. I enjoyed the talk that you had with Dave Weiss. I've actually been a biblical cosmology believer for 2 years.
A hairdresser?
Do you believe? No. Biblical cosmology, like what the Hebrew people believed about Earth.
Oh, I don't know about that. But your question is what?
Do you believe in Darwin's theory of evolution?
No.
I don't either.
Yeah. But, TJ, you believe in what real fast? I got to run. You believe in what?
Okay. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to say Darwin's theory of evolution that we came from like monkeys and the billions of years story and the heliocentric story, which is the globe theory. All those are lies. Confused man.
Do you believe in a flat earth?
I do.
You believe the earth is flat?
Yep.
Aurora! What the? You're a Christian.
Well, can I ask you a couple questions concerning the Bible verses that point to the earth?
I can't. Can you call me tomorrow?
I can. In
the meantime, I want you to go and forgive your mother for turning you away from your father, and forgive your father. And then God will take away your anger when you forgive your mother. God will forgive you, and you'll be free. Call me tomorrow. I want to hear about the Darwin.
Okay, I really appreciate the time. Now, y'all go reread Genesis because day and night.
Boy, I told you I got to go.
Okay. Much love, brother. Much love.
You too. 888-7753-773. Let me go out to the UK and talk to Danny. Danny, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse. How's it going, mate?
Hey, Danny. All is well.
Happy birthday, mate. Many returns.
Thank you. Amazing.
Well, firstly, mate, I just want a quick testimonial just to say everything you say is 100% bang on. I've lived 37 years of my life with mud over my eyes. And as soon as I started listening to you, it's just like everything just got washed off and I could see everything that you're saying. Every time I spoke to Peter, it was all just so clear. And the relationship with my wife completely changed. Like you say, there was loads of conflict on that first stage when I started making changes.
Yes.
She started putting up a big fight. It was big, big. It was to the point where I thought, I might have to give up my kids here and cut it.
Right on.
She's definitely changed. She's definitely working on herself, but obviously being a woman, she's still full of hell. but I can deal with that. We work through it. I can correct it and we carry on.
Yeah. Amazing. Nice. Stay with it. Stay with it. Perfect. Stay with it.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Nice.
But the question for you today, mate, was the job I'm in, I deal with a lot of women, mainly women, but also some blokes. And the women I deal with, I deal with their bodies, like for health purposes. Whereas before, because I was blind, I thought when they come to me with issues, I thought, we could just correct it through physical change. But now I see when they do come to me, I can see straight away, the hell's in them. What they want to change is the spiritual side first, then comes the physical. But I still have to make a living. And I know if I start telling them these things, the truth, there's a good chance they're not going to come back. So what do you think? I should speak up, even though there is a chance that they might not come back and, I don't get paid? Or
you should only speak the truth to those who want it. And so if they ask you about it, they tell you, I'm suffering here, I'm angry, I'm depressed or whatever, and they ask you and they want it, then you tell them the truth. But if not, do not do it, because it's like throwing pearl towards swine, and you're going to lose your livelihood and everything, and they'll turn it on you, they'll build an army against you. So do not do it unless they ask for the truth.
So when they come to me and say, I'm tired of feeling like this, but they're thinking it's physical. They're coming to me thinking it's a physical issue, that I can change it physically. Do I just make the change, and just go through the physical stages for them? No, I'm pretty sure, but obviously I can't be, I'm assuming, they're going to turn on me as soon as I go down the line of the spiritual side of it. Basically say what you're saying, which is the truth.
Yeah.
There's a good chance they're not going to want to hear that. So do I just do the nodding yes, sir, and we just carry on doing what we're doing?
Yes.
Yeah, just keep doing that. Yeah, just make sure my bills get paid.
Yeah. Because it's going to be a way, you're going to destroy your livelihood and everything because you would be giving it to them and they don't want it. They only want physical help. They don't want the real help. But then somewhere along the road, you're going to run into those who want spiritual help. They think they want physical help, but they want spiritual help. And they'll ask for it, and those are the ones that you'll be able to talk to. You can even talk to them in private. You don't have to do it in a public way. Just point them back to the Father, and you'll be fine.
Right, okay.
But let me tell you this. If you stay present rather than lost in your head thinking about it, who to speak to, who not to speak to, when to speak and not to speak, if you stay conscious, stay present, you will always do it at the right time. You can't go wrong.
Right. Because I find myself nodding when they're telling me, you know, their issues, and, you know, I'm seeing all the hell in them, like real evil, and I'm just nodding and agreeing with them on the outside, but internally, I'm not, you know, I'm not falling for, I know exactly what they are. I'm not judging them, but right. I know exactly what they're saying, but I'm just agreeing with them, but I'm not going against, I'm not putting money ahead of what's right, am I, by doing that, you think, or just...
So your job is to help them physically?
Yeah.
Oh, so your job is to help them physically, right?
Yeah, but as we're doing that, they're telling me things about their life, and, you know, we're just chatting, and they'll be telling
Danny, here's what I want you to do, man, and you cannot go wrong, I promise. If you stay, if you continue to work on you, and you stay present rather than being in your head about what they're saying or thinking about the past with them or the future, you will see when and if you should speak up about truth.
Right.
But and if it's not clear, you won't do it. Just do your job, make you earn your living to pay your bills, and you'll be fine.
Yeah. Okay.
But stay present.
That ego can start playing and get seen and go on, tell them the truth.
Don't listen to that. Yeah. Don't listen to thoughts about telling them the truth. All thoughts are all lies all the time about telling them the truth. Do not do it.
Yeah.
Just stay present, and the light of God will cause you to tell them the truth, those that want to hear it.
Brilliant. Superb, man.
Do not listen to the ego telling you to do it. Do not. That's a setup.
Yeah. I can see it. I can see it. There's sometimes the mouth wants to move quicker than the consciousness can stop it. So as long as, like you say, it's presence.
Just stay present, earn your living, work on you, and you'll be fine.
Fantastic. That's brilliant, mate. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Danny.
Right, and all the lads, brilliant, right? Keep doing what you're doing. I love it.
I will. Thank you. Stay with it, buddy.
Yeah. Thank you. Cheers, Jesse.
All right. Bye now. Super chat.
Super chat.
Someone bought a coffee. Sir, when people say they are called to do something, whether preaching or so-called career, is that they're real, or is that real, or is the devil lying to them?
The devil lying to them.
When the Bible says, show yourself approved by rightly dividing the word, does that have any meaning?
No, it has meaning, but not what you think. As a matter of fact, when it says show yourself approved, somebody mistranslated that. That is how you show yourself approved. You ain't approved for nothing. You just seek the kingdom. So that shouldn't even be in the Bible, to be honest. How are you going to, and now you have a Christian, quote unquote, trying to show yourself approved and just mean and nasty and evil and gossip and revengeful. But they're showing themselves approved because they read the Bible. No, that shouldn't be there.
Yeah, it's interesting how they miss the heart and the spirit of things.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Shout out yesterday's top contributors, Coffee Talk with Sandra, Evgeny Crosby, Aries 1, Stan 69, Good Vibes, and the rest of them. Thank you, DLive crew.
Thank y'all.
Cash App from John Fitton. Donated for a birthday gift. Nice.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bond JLP on Cash App.
Right on.
Mike bought a coffee. Mike Zook. Jesse, do you believe aliens built the pyramids? I'm starting to think they did, because the alternative would be that blacks built them. Mommy Africa. And like you always say, everything they touch turns to dirt.
I have no idea of who built the pyramid thing, and I don't know if alien even exists.
And it doesn't necessarily mean that blacks built them. And blacks couldn't—I think blacks helped build the White House.
Right.
Yeah. The Egyptians designed it, and the blacks built it, or the Jews built it.
Who knows?
The Israelites? Who knows? Anyway, thank you.
Oh, yeah, because they were, like, being beat.
While building the pyramids. No, I don't know.
Harpo told them to be beat. Okay.
Grandpa, tell me about the bad days. Bought two coffees.
Thank you.
I understand corrupt Bible teaching. I understand Christians say it's the devil. I see a thought that I did not make pop up and tell me others don't deserve grace, or it tells me things opposite of how they really are. Yet my Satan tries to deceive anyhow. I understand if it's God's perfect self-checking system to see if there are those who really want to be in the kingdom. Why does my own mind hate me? If it's perfect, why does it lean towards wrong instead of right? Coffee emoji.
It's your enemy. The imagination is your enemy. Bring every thought into captivity. Every thought. And believe me, every thought. Because they are your enemies. Amazing. Thank you.
Danny Moore, coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads. Do you think you and the lads could create a film or something with a proper alpha Jesus in it? Would be awesome to see. Just don't let Hassan put a dog with Jesus.
No, we're not going to make any graven images of Jesus. But thank you.
Even a dog could turn even Jesus, beta.
I'm telling you.
No, I'm kidding. The Observer of Thoughts, Keto. And I mispronounced it. Queto bought a coffee. Answered the biblical question.
Are you a self-worshipper?
No. Self-worship is worshiping the ego, the devil. It's interesting to see people claiming they worship God, but in reality, they're worshiping Satan. Have a great day. Amazing.
Thank you for responding to the question. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Two wives, two mothers bought five coffees. I was watching Pulp Fiction, this movie, and I realized the character Jules from years ago, decades-old movie, I recognized character Jules is actually Jesse's origin story. A black man, Louisiana, with white friends, quotes scripture, witnesses a miracle that causes him to walk the earth, solving problems like Cain and Kung Fu. And, of course, his first biblical question, describe what Marcellus Wallace looks like. Does he look like a B-word? And she actually spells it out the way that Jesse says it.
How do I say it?
Bitch.
What?
Beep.
Beep.
But beep.
I say beep.
I can't say it. Check Jesse's wallet right now. It's the one that says bad mamma jamma.
Bad
but she put
mamma jamma.
Blank.
What the?
I'm censoring it because I'm so,
he's so
homegrown
holy.
Christian.
He's so holy. Thank you.
Pardon me for ruining your super chat.
Amazing. Thank you.
Tomer on X says, I have an idea for a biblical question. God created human beings. What does it mean to love all or you love none?
What?
He has an idea for a biblical question. God created all human beings. What does it mean to love all or you love none?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tomer. Nice to hear from you. Scotty Ben, 1000, bought a coffee. Jesse, I just listened to your recent Fallen State. Amazing. What is that lady talking about? Sex at 80? Referring to the sexologist gal?
Oh.
Subjectified rather than objectified? Just after 40, you have to close your eyes and hold your breath like you're eating something you don't like. What the?
Amazing. Thank you. I got to stop there. I want to squeeze in some calls.
Okay.
Let me go to Sweet Home, Alabama. Thank you all so much. Let me go to... Oh, did he drop you? How come? You thought like lit. You thought like flat. What happened with Jaime? You told Jaime too? What the? That's new. You're going to get fired, Sean.
Jumping the gun.
Yeah, you're jumping the gun. Oh, man, I really wanted to get to Alabama. He has been waiting a while. And then Jaime had an interesting question or comment. I am so out of time. I wish I could just get some more calls here. But they, those two have been waiting for a while, especially Alabama. Sweet Home Alabama. I was, sorry about that.
You look punished.
You want to apologize? Real fast. Walk across the camera. Come on. They continue.
Yeah, you didn't. You
he's
didn't
on
get
this
in the,
camera.
In the frames.
He's going to be on this camera.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Buck and Jaime. Call back tomorrow.
Sorry, Buck and Jaime. Call back tomorrow, he
but
said.
I really wanted to get to your call, too, because you have waited for a while, and the question sounds so interesting. I wanted to know what that about. I am out of time, though. The Hake Report is coming up now. The Hake Report. .com. And then after the Hate Joel Friday TV, Joel Friday TV, after the Hake at 11, and then the American Anchor Baby. And Super Chat, thank you all. We're going to finish those Super Chats in the morning and then go on and go on and go on. Get on the straight and narrow. Stay there, for I'm telling you, you're going to love it if you stay there. But you got to stay on it. And you gotta travel this road alone. You can't travel with, you can't bring anyone with you. You can't have all your sister with you. I got all my sister with me. We a family. That's not gonna work that way in this journey. All right, do the silent prayer. Forgive your mama and your daddy, but especially the mama and especially the daddy. All right? Bye, y'all. Take care.
Boy, you better stand up, man up.
Amazing.
Put your hand up and hut. Because if you don't, then we lose, and then we got to hear the fake news. Whoa.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Other than sex, I wonder, why would a man even need a woman today? Women don't know how to cook. They don't know how to clean. They're in competition with men. They don't want to be wives and mothers. Some want to get married, but they don't want to live in that proper position of life. Because the only purpose of marriage is to have a family. And that's been known forever. And so if you don't want to have children, there is no need to get married. And so I was wondering, why would a man even get married today? I never thought I'd see the day when women would be come out of her natural role and be like a man. Even though she hate that role, when she was with a man that's weak, she hate him. But if he try to be strong, she'll stop it. I never imagined that. You're seeing good destroyed and abnormal is presented as normal.